This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
So where we left off last week, you were finally made it into the Hall of the Soulmonger. You found three hags that were nursing it to health, and the Atropal was slowly becoming a sentient being.
Was that the floaty thing?
Yes.
Cool.
Okay. Hey, vegan Power Ranger.
I'm just gonna fix my mic.
Hashtag meatbaggerty rises, now with glorious wings, and a brilliant glow, full HP, and Britty Blast fully charged. He heals the entire team to 100%, and all three heads say in chorus, it's Britty time. He's big enough to fly off, four of you riding now too.
Oh, what did we get?
Farty Barty came in with wings,
healed
us.
The Cerberus dog back.
Farty Barty.
Oh, that one.
Yes.
Barty.
I wish I had brought my giant direwolf figure.
Nah. So we're all healed?
You are all 100% healed, apparently.
Yeah, I erased all the points.
Yep. Nice.
Yep. And also your Barty Blast that I think is when he explodes with milk.
Mm-hmm.
I guess
mm-hmm.
that's fully charged as well.
Great. He didn't die. He came back.
Yeah, he's back. He's apparently has re-amalgified himself.
Yes.
Re-amalgified.
Thank you, chat. You're bringing my puppy back.
All right. And so you made your way into the hall, you released the souls from the soulmonger, and now as soon as you killed the Atropal, the creator of this dungeon, Acerarak, showed up and warned you all of your fate.
Oh, that guy.
Stupid douchebag.
I turn to Gro and I say, hey, he looks like he's got some really tasty legs.
Leg. Gro likes leg.
Get on it,
Gro. Like leg.
This good.
I'm starting to speak Gro now.
Your legs are pig, bitch.
Gro.
Go for it.
I'm on
Yeah.
So is he just chilling on the
Are we fighting?
Basically, he just, like, just came out, and he sees everything happening. Oh. He's like...
To his parents?
What?
Not to...
No. He comes out of the arcane chamber, the,
Can't just call it a room.
And he realizes that you just killed his creation.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. And so he's
murdered it good.
Do you, well, I do not know you realize what you've done?
Is he really upset about that we broke his butt plug? I will take a simple yes or no.
I'm gonna say yes.
Yeah.
That would be.
Yeah.
Your, your insolence upsets me.
What?
You guys, do you think we should reason with him?
Certainly.
I nominate.
Certainly. I'm a victim of circumstance.
Who do you nominate? Beryl, Jordy?
Gro. Gro should
go.
What? Oh, yes.
Go negotiate.
What? You should go negotiate. Yeah.
Eating leg, though.
I would like to.
Legs, oh,
between bites. Go on.
So you,
we believe
you
in
cast
you,
bro.
I cast her over.
Okay. Because she's floating.
She's floating, so I kind of give her a little gentle push.
Okay. So, Gro, you start floating over to Acerarak, who's over. What is the meaning of this?
She represents us in everything she does. Hopefully we can come to an accord. Good luck!
Gro use charisma.
Okay.
Gro has -1 charisma. Gro, pretty good at charismas.
Okay. What do you want to do specifically?
What do you want to say to him?
Gro want to charm Pants Off.
Oh. Mm.
So you have a robe, I hope?
Okay.
Just charm Pants Off. Gro just want to go back to eating legs.
Oh, is that why you want to get his pants off so you can see his legs and see if they're tasty?
Yeah. Take your pants off. That far, but that had a good idea. Yeah. You're smart.
I know.
Hey, mister, take your pants off.
From across the room, you shot
there. Pants off. Yeah.
Charisma check.
Just settle a bet.
Roll a d20.
D20.
Not me.
Oh. 14.
Okay.
Minus one.
So 13.
Does he like take one leg
doing
off?
Great,
he just like he looks at you quizzically. Like it's like you're not like those three.
She's exactly like us. I don't know what you're talking about.
But he kind of awkwardly lifts up one of his skirts.
Yes.
And he's just like, no, this is weird. And he casts a spell at you.
No!
A spell on you!
I just wanted to see what you
ate. And now he's going to try and kill you.
Did he have a good leg? Like, did it look delicious for him?
It was very bony.
Hey.
Ooh. Like, almost, it was actually bone.
Not good leg.
Because he is a lich and dead.
Bro, no leg. Bro, put it back in your pants.
Can we roll for hotness on this dude?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Sure.
I need 10.
There's a minus five to charisma.
Do we have to apply his modifier to...
If you want.
D10? If it's a minus five, he can't even get more than a five. He got a 9.
He's the sexiest bone man you've ever seen.
No wonder he's in charge.
Ah, la la.
Leo might like grow. Undecided.
Yeah, save a piece for Beryl.
He should become a Twitch streamer. He's good looking. People will watch.
Yeah, and apparently he's talented because he created this whole dungeon.
It's true. All right, so he's going to cast Chain Lightning at you.
Uh-oh. That's like the Emperor.
Do I see him, like, building up?
You do.
Can I try to pull her back? Like this?
Sure, I'll let you use a dexterity check reaction for that.
Cool.
I get friends. I just want to see if he
actually,
was sexy.
It's going to be a dexterity
check. I don't get such faith in you.
Grow. Yes. So this is going to be a dexterity save to avoid the lightning.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Since she's pulling you back, this is an advantage on that.
Okay. Okay. So I'm doing it.
Yes.
So do I roll two then?
Yes, you need to roll a dexterity save.
19.
Hey.
Plus two.
Okay.
Come on in.
So he arcs a bolt of lightning towards you.
Come on in, girl.
And three bolts immediately leap from his fingers.
Oh, Chrono-like! Pull me back in!
So that's... This is going to be half damage.
The warlock zombie, grandmaster, and his trusty sidekick, Mad, the two-headed zombie with his Akpiggy Lord as the second head.
Wow.
The Charal is arguing with each other in show tunes.
Dang.
There's two zombies.
That's a double-headed zombie, isn't it?
Yeah. You just looked confused.
There's a lot going on. Amontioc, the warlock zombie, grandmaster, and his trusty sidekick, Mad. Okay.
You remember Amontioc?
Yep.
You remember?
All right, I'm gathering my D8s right now. Yes.
I can go so high.
All right.
What's happening over there?
I don't know.
Focus. We're having moment with cucumber.
Oh.
He gets jealous.
Okay, so you were going to take 20, but you saved, so you take 10.
Hey.
Okay. 10 damage of lightning.
The Fonz.
Yes.
Not that I'm just enjoying the view.
Oh my god.
Also, let's see.
Yeah?
Because of the spell.
Yeah.
Oh, I just wanted to see your impression.
Of what?
Of Matt. and your Amontioc. I want to hear your Amontioc.
What's an Amontioc?
I don't actually know who
that is. And your show tunes.
It's from the canceled show The Gauntlet, so you know
who it is.
Yeah, you remember him. You played by him. You played with him.
I played right
by him. Amontioc!
Amontioc! Come on! Come on!
This guy.
From the show that will be like... your show if you don't click the link in the chat
room. Damn!
You guys, click the link in the chat room.
This aggression will not stand, man. Rise up!
Rise up!
When you put it on your knees, rise up. Gotta rise up. She's gotta rise up.
All right, so that's.
I imagined this
on
my
kids, and I'm
like a memory.
And a Mantiac. And then, Sarah. Wow.
Yeah, what happened to your robe, Ryan, from last week?
It was really hot.
And it caused him to fall.
So big.
That was the best clip. Yeah, did we staple that chair to the ground tonight?
No, it's still
Not still wheelie.
Yeah, it's still wheelie.
I can see it.
Wheelie?
Wheelie.
So, also need to have Squam and Jordy to make dexterity saves as the lightning
Who's
jumps.
Who's Georgie?
Huh?
Who's Georgie?
I said Jordy.
He's the one who went down the storm drain.
Anyway, dexterity save.
Yes, please. Oh, because it jumps from Grow.
I got a 1.
Okay.
I got a 12 plus 2.
Moi. So, I think you both fail. So you both take 20 points of damage as the lightning jumps from Grow and also hits you guys.
How many points how many points do we need to not fail?
Exactly.
15?
15, great, thank you.
For that spell.
Got it.
It worked.
We've been trying all day, man. It worked.
Because I did it.
For that spell.
20.
All right. So that happens.
He just mid-blocked the
bachelor. Oh my gosh.
He
just mid-blocked the bachelor.
Hashtag zombie Gungan appears next to the mage and jumps back and forth laugh at Barrow. While standing next to the mage, he gives him a plus 2 shield and automatically jumps in front of all attacks on the mage.
Oh, kind.
By the way, hi, Skinless Joe and Matt.
Hey, how's it going, man? What?
God. Okay.
So, but why? I love you.
Wait, he gets plus 2 shield to the bad guy? Wait, what? How dare you?
And it's still a zombie.
That's up to you, man. Technically, that's like kind of GM power, so it's up to you, man.
Can't cheat the system, man. There's rules for that.
Even the system hates Gungans.
The same.
No. The system loves Gungans.
Chunk loves Gungans.
Chunk loves Gungans.
They're his favorite.
So you see, Beryl, you see coming from behind you a wizard.
Do you see what I see?
You hear the footsteps walking down the stairs.
Behind, and he's what?
We're in a musical mood today for some reason.
Apparently,
I'm sorry. I apologize in advance.
What happened?
You see. You hear footsteps coming down behind you.
And as you look makes more sense.
Fine. As you look around...
A wizard!
A wizard, yes. Pointy hat, you know, long beard. I don't actually know how he was supposed to look like.
That's pretty wrong. Go
Maybe the robe that you stole and the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So he's wearing a big black robe and a hood.
That's better.
And, like, long Fabio hair.
Long
Fabio.
Fabio.
That's right.
He's on the cover of many a romance novel. Yeah. 7.
Respectable.
Hey, good looking.
My hand's behind you. I forgot.
And
I was like, great looking.
As you can tell from his disheveled appearance, that he is definitely a zombie.
Nice one, Nokia, huh?
Mer?
How's Mer?
Mer? Is that what you're saying?
We have the most eloquent DM.
We do. Mer?
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 Mer? Mer?
All right.
The DM says, Mer?
Hold on, guys. I'm writing that on my sheet.
Mer?
Mer? M-E. What? How do you spell that?
There's a couple silent H's in there.
Oh, there are. They're right after the
Mer.
Mer.
Okay.
So, I kill him.
Okay, well...
That's how you do it.
I kill him.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, I was going to get to something, but...
Hey!
Wait.
Go for it.
So there's one zombie?
There's three.
I haven't been
able to introduce
them. There's Amantia, there's Matt, and then there's a Gungan.
Okay, introduce him, and then I'll do my GM.
Okay. So, shambling right next to him is a another figure with two heads.
Mm-hmm.
And they're arguing at each other with show tunes.
How does that sound like?
Yes. Please demonstrate.
Demonstrate.
Please sing out loud.
DM, roleplay.
Sing out, Louise.
Sing out.
So one of them starts with, This is really difficult.
Do that song from Wall-E.
Wall-E?
Oh. Hello, Dolly?
Yeah, Hello, Dolly.
This death. No, I was gonna do the Hamilton rap where Burr is talking to the guys.
Then do it! Then
do it! Don't explain it!
Do it!
All right. Good luck. Yeah, about taking a stand. I'm a sit. We'll see where you land.
Round of applause, everybody.
Yep. All right.
You
cool.
Sit.
Thanks.
Right. Check mark for
keep
effort.
Keep going.
I'm a sit.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah. And then right behind him, bumbling and falling down the stairs, you see a Gungan.
Matt, he's not going to do an impression of you. I'm sorry.
I'm waiting, man. I'm waiting.
Well, he's right there. He's right there for reference.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Swing so hungry.
Swing for him.
All right. So that is what you see. Chunk, you're over by the soulmonger still on the catwalk.
Okay, so somebody use my gym powers now. Okay, so I fly up and I walk over to the wizard zombie guy.
Yes.
And I look at him like, what the hell you want? Huh? Huh? Boom, busy. So I walk over to his head and I go, and I just snap his head. But I forgot he was a zombie, so his head just comes clean off.
Okay.
So I look at Beryl, I throw it in his face.
That's funny.
And then I go over to the two-headed zombie guy, right?
Yeah.
And then what weapons do I have? I use my crossbow, but I do it from point blank distance, and I fly over there, and I go, and I shoot one in the face between the eyes, and I look at the other one, and I go, and I shoot the other guy between the face.
Yeah.
And then I go over to the Gungan, and I pick him up with my I fly over, I pick him up with my talons, and I pick him over, and I drop him in front of a barrel.
Of course.
And then I go to barrel, and I take his lightsaber away, and I hand it to the Gungan.
Yes!
So the Gungan from me now has the lightsaber.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Celine Dion. Pause that Barril's name now. Celine Dion. Also, the full moon comes out and it's time for the Wearing Bunny Curse to make a comeback. Aww. Roll for cuteness, #meatbags.
So,
Beryl's
name is now
Celine Dion.
Yes, and you must beat your chest every time you say something.
I am totally fine with that.
That's also a bard song and
No, you're a bard song!
What's your big song?
My heart will go on from Titanic.
There it is.
Starring the best actor in the whole world, Leonardo DiCaprio.
I was once a Stanite, a rock gnome, a bard. Then someone gave money to us. Now that I am Celine, beyond the famous singer, I will kill this Gungan, I swear.
No, I sing the fucking right words. Look, you wanna now, right now?
No, yeah,
right
now.
Right now.
No, it's fine.
Dang it. I want them to fight. It's adorable.
Can you believe this guy?
Okay.
Yeah, pick those sides. Pick them now. All right.
So, Beryl,
I chose mine. There.
Yep.
This magic card is for you.
Of course.
This is the Talon card. Every magic item you wear disintegrates.
Oh, I got that card once. That's a terrible card.
Shit. Does that include the enhanced items that
Everything.
Fuck you. I have nothing. No, I have a crossbow left. Literally everything else I have is magic.
What Welcome to there? My life before.
Fine, so now I have a crossbow. My boomerang turns to dust. God damn it.
Yes!
Boo. And you have no lightsaber.
Yeah, he took it. But it still exists.
It still exists. That Gungan. Wait, but it's a zombie Gungan. Now he has a weapon.
Yeah.
He's a bad guy. You gave him a lightsaber.
Can I put him next to you?
Right.
That's a little weird, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So I have the Gungan is now in the room with a lightsaber. Got it.
Did you say he's in the room where it happens?
He's in the room where it happens with a lightsaber.
Sir Eric Williams, it is now Squam's turn.
My turn.
Actually, I didn't do initiative, did I?
No.
Please roll initiative.
Hey.
Leo MWR says, yay, Beryl sounds like a Gungan when he argues.
Ooh,
yes, he does.
That's
yes,
funny.
He does.
Shut up over there.
Peanut gallery.
Yeah.
I got a 20.
Chocolate. You got a 20, of course.
He did. Plus 4, so 24. He got a 14, plus 2.
Plus 3.
So that's 17.
Yes,
he
said that.
And he, wherever that's he went, got an 8.
What? Okay.
Plus 0.
I got an 8.
Cool.
What are you doing?
16
plus 2. Oh, it's pretty close to what we had before.
Yeah, it was pretty close. Yolanda, which one? Yeah.
Where's your drink?
Right. So, still your drink?
You're the purple one. Just in case you were wondering. She doesn't care. I'm the pink one. So it's my turn.
It is. What do you want to do?
Where am I?
You are currently on this catwalk.
Where's the two-headed zombie?
Is it dead? The two-headed zombie's dead. There's a Gungan and then there's a Sarek.
Let's get to my attack.
Right now, the zombie really couldn't get to you because he doesn't have the dexterity to walk across a land bridge like that.
Beautiful. Well, I'm not going to attack him because I want him to fight Celine Dion over there.
Sure.
So I'm going to use my crossbow. My glaze crossbow? Is that what it's glaze crossbow? I wrote down glaze, but that was like 20 weeks ago. So I don't actually know
glazed,
what it's called.
Like a donut? A
I'm going to call it my Glacier crossbow. Its name is now Glacier.
Okay.
Time.
Yeah.
Hi, Colton.
Hi. So Glacier the crossbow is going to attack this bad guy.
Okay.
Just a little bit. Just going to go boink.
Yeah.
Shoot him in the knee.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does my rabbit's foot... Go ahead.
Your rabbit's foot's gone, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, every
my
magic
goodness.
Item.
Man. So, and are we were-bunnies?
Yes.
We have to roll for cuteness.
No, actually, only Beryl was the one who was told it was...
Oh.
Well...
I'll still roll for cuteness for
actually,
him.
Actually, yeah. It didn't actually make it... it didn't make a specific...
You're a 10 on the cuteness scale. You're a super cute bunny.
So, yes, you three... Huh?
Oh.
What?
You three do turn into were-bunnies.
Okay, well, yeah. He is a 10... On
yeah.
cuteness.
Yep.
You're a 6.
Aww.
Sorry. I'm a 7.
Hey.
We're super cute. We're all above average.
So okay. I'm going to also say that you have, like, twice the leaping distance you normally would have had.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still going to use Glacier the Crossbow.
Sure.
Newly named.
Yes.
To shoot him in the knee. I want to shoot him in the knee.
Don't
yell at me. I got a 3.
Oh.
3 plus 5. I have 8.
No.
That's not going to hit
him. So just, it sails right by him, but it seems to just magically deflect off.
Bunny! I can't aim!
Yeah, you just, all of your big fluffy hands just kind of poof, and you're like, oh god! Okay, we are up to grow. So you have floated over.
Where am I?
I'm still
you're kind of
her.
There, but you're still like, you kind of got pulled back to here-ish.
Okay.
And you're kind of coasting away.
Okay, so can I javelin?
Yeah?
From there?
Sure.
Yeah, we going to javelin now.
Okay. Yeah!
I'm going to javelin, guys!
Boop-a-doop-a-doop. I'm now looking at what I'm rolling. Okay, so...
A 20.
I got 11 plus
8.
So...
11 plus 8.
Oh, wait, sorry. Haha, I'm supposed to...
Frenzied Rage!
Frenzied Rage?
Frenzied Rage!
Frenzied Rage!
Frenzied Rage!
So you have advantage on attacks?
Yes.
Okay.
So then I'm frenzied raging right now, and then that's...
Oh, I should use my little rabbit's foot.
11.
Dang it!
11!
I'll just do the same thing unless you want me to roll again. 11 plus 8?
11 plus 8.
19.
You're gonna have to roll again because that doesn't hit.
What?
What?
Right?
What?
19 got hit. What? Alright, 15. Making me twitch.
15 to hit?
It's funny because that's what you're
doing. Oh, 15 plus 8? That'll hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That better hit. That better. I'm watching you.
Why are you cheating like that, man?
How many points do we need to hit?
What the hell?
20.
20.
No.
21. 19. 75. Damn it, Ryan. How dare you?
21.
Okay. So you're rolling damage for your javelin?
Javelin. Yep.
Cool.
Can I name your javelin?
Yeah, you want to name my javelin?
Her name is Jolene.
All right, Jolene.
Jolene.
So 6 plus 4. That's
6 plus 4.
Something
about taking my man.
Yeah, something like that.
Taking my
Thanks,
man.
10 damage.
10 damage. And Miley Cyrus. She remade that song. It sounded so good.
Is that crossbow? No, is your javelin magical?
No, okay. But it's named
Jolene.
So it's kind of magical. Okay. I think it's special.
All right. To me. You think it's special, but it seems to not do as much damage as you were hoping it was going to do.
Magical.
Hey, guys, we need to use our magical items that have lots of modifiers.
That sounds like a great plan. Oh, wait!
You can use the shoes! Use the shoes!
I don't have those anymore.
Oh, what were shoes do again?
I keep my wings though, right? Because that's not an item. I just had wings.
That's a part of your body.
Yeah, your shoes do 1d20 damage each.
When you kick,
I gave you crazy kick weapons with your shoes.
Oh, there it is.
Yep.
I wrote it. Just everything's all over the place.
Kick them to death for me. I'll be in the back pulling a crossbow with my bunny.
Ryan!
What happened?
He said, oh, you guys are so not ready for this guy. But he said it really quiet so that we wouldn't hear.
Well, it's a good thing we have 3 hours.
Kill him.
Yeah, sure.
Kill this mofo. Or
3 hours for me to kill you guys.
Hey,
no.
Maybe. I mean,
okay. He's not gonna win the game again.
He took a little bit of damage from your javelin, kind of like poked out of his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, my robes. Uh-huh. And he's gonna cast another spell at will because he has that option.
Who's Will is playing with us.
What has he ever done to you?
All of us.
We're
so stupid.
This is so sad.
I don't know.
We should be upset. Will.
He was going to float over.
What?
It floats over the lava without falling in.
No, that's not what I saw.
That's not what I saw either.
Hey, yeah.
That's not what I saw either.
Yeah.
Bam.
Bam. Ow, I just hit myself.
And he's going to cast Paralyzing Touch on you, Squam.
Oh, no.
I would like to flip him off.
That's nice.
As a bonus action.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're going to be stuck in that pose and not have to look at it.
Yes.
I like it.
Woo.
I'm gonna moan him.
You're
gonna try to paralyze me. I'm gonna moan.
Do it.
You need to make a constitution saving throw.
I got a 12. Plus 2. Wait, saving throw, you say?
Yeah.
Plus 6. 12 plus 6.
That would be 18.
Thank you. 18. I'm so tired.
18 is not enough.
Saving
not stuff. Enough!
Can I help?
How?
I don't quite know, but I am floating and attached
to me, the little werebunny.
You can climb the rope.
Is there a way to float with Jolene?
Jolene!
Well, you threw the javelin.
Oh, dang it! That's right!
No, it's not
more than one javelin.
It's sticking out of his shoulder.
They usually come in fives.
So.
I don't have
I'm
other
I'm going to say, if you want to use your reaction for this turn, you can do something to impose disadvantage on him able to cast it on her.
Can I use my lucky rabbit's foot?
Yes, I can.
Yes?
I get advantage on rolls.
Sure,
I didn't say which rolls.
Yeah.
I'm a bunny.
I'm probably going to get a 2.
I'm a bunny.
I got an 11, so it still doesn't
work. Yeah.
I'm going to say, roll a dexterity check and see if you can, grab her with the string, with the rope.
Because I'm a little bunny.
Yeah. I'm going to grab you back.
Wait, am I a little bunny?
No,
or
you're
a
normal,
person bunny.
You're a human wear bunny.
Have ears.
Yeah.
Looks delicious.
And teeth and then claws, and you can hop a lot. Yeah.
Okay. That's my bunny.
So, yes, I need you to dexterity set.
Yeah.
Dexterity check.
13 plus 2. 15.
Okay.
Pull the bunny. Pull the bunny.
All right.
Bunny.
So, just as he's about to reach Squam's shoulder, you yank her back and kind of yank him back. Thank you.
I'm a man.
Yes.
Get a ham.
You yank him back over the pit of lava, and you're just holding onto the rope, and he's dangling down.
Is he dangling over the pit of lava?
Over the pit of lava, and you're floating up there, just holding him there.
Everything fine!
Everything fine!
Everything fine!
Okay.
Going to also eat Nate.
That was that turn. It is now Jordy's turn next.
Alright, so where is this dude?
He is on this ledge right here. Uh-huh. You guys are both on the catwalk in the front of the
room. How far is he away from me?
50
feet.
Double speed.
Whoa, what the hell?
Aha, it's beautiful.
I am.
Look at it. Where's the hair, though?
What is wrong with you?
This
is disgusting.
They can see out the chat.
You know, you've never looked so good.
I hate my life. Quit it.
Oh, it's so...
Turn it off.
It's so great.
Yay.
Oh, chat time. Megalo says Chunk just got hotter.
Oh,
that's very kind.
You son of a bitch.
Ew, look at me. I'm a stupid moron.
I'm a dumb fuck.
That's right.
Okay.
I wish I knew what was happening right now.
They put a screen bit on my face.
Hey, that's funny.
I want to try magic.
I'm Team Chunk, but that's funny.
Okay. So how far is he away?
50 feet.
50 feet. What about how far is he away from anybody else?
He's
right
about
next to me, isn't he?
10 to 15 feet away.
Well, now you're dangling over the lava.
You're dangling over the lava. So on your turn, I'm actually going to have to make a dexterity check for you.
I'm gonna fly over and go save Squam. Pick him up from the lava.
Okay.
Because he's dangling. I'm going to put him safely, like, opposite side. Oh, there we go.
Ooh.
Yeah, put him on the big ledge so he's safe.
And
all
then,
right.
I guess as
girl,
I'm just like,
whoa.
You're coming along.
Whoa. Whoa.
All right.
Okay.
You're tethered to me. Back to me,
Lily. Now, how far away is he? Like 50 feet?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, because you landed back on the same
ledge. Looks like you got a nice pair right there, actually.
What's this?
Oh.
Boobs.
So now I'm gonna fireball him.
Oh, okay.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because I could not fireball
him.
Firebolt is the one where you can actually decide where it's going, and yes. Fireball is the one that just engulfs the world.
Yeah, but it's big. It's more powerful.
Yeah.
Fireball. All
right.
Go.
So I believe I have to
Wait.
All right. So I need to make a dare to save.
Hashtag me bad's barrel's crossbow gets struck by an odd curse. Its wooden frame becomes doughy and it becomes covered in a sticky, sugary coating. It is now a glazed crossbow. It does 4d20 damage plus 10 to it, but only has 2 shots, then it breaks. Cholesterol kills.
That sounds so yummy.
Yes.
It's glazed. It's a glazed crossbow.
Write it down. 4d20 damage plus 10 to hit.
But
only
2
shots.
Is that for you?
Yeah, for me. My crossbow, my only weapon.
Your
left.
Only
thank
weapon
you,
will only work twice.
That's fine. I'm gonna have great aim all of a sudden, so might as well use it.
Why?
Because I'm awesome.
Crossbow.
It's plus 10 to hit.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, plus that 10. Means better aim.
But you still can roll like anything it's, under.
Is it a d20 per shot?
4d20 damage.
4d20 damage.
Plus 10 to hit.
Wow. And he only has 2 shots. Until it breaks. 20.
Correct.
Thanks.
What's that? Volley.
Thank you. Bye, Baldi.
Let's all point at Uber Baldi.
Point.
Point. Okay.
Nice.
Ready?
Yes. Okay. Okay.
Do his fireball damage.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
yeah, do it, Ryan. Do it.
I rolled a save.
Oh, what do I roll?
8d6 fire.
Oh, that's so many. Oh, are you going to add for me? You.
Chunk?
No, you're not going to add for me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
7.
What?
7? Plus 9.
16.
Plus 2.
18.
Plus 7.
25. 25.
25
damage? That's it?
I mean, that's it.
86
is pretty good. That's pretty good. How much damage you do?
So I take half that. To what?
Half that?
I don't know what half of 25 is.
Because he succeeded on the save.
And a half, so.
Round down or round up? Round down, 12.
Okay.
No, round up! Round up! Round it up! 13!
All right, so round up! 13!
All right.
But when we take damage, it's round down.
It's round down, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it works. He agreed.
Oh,
just
and
now.
Also, guys, just let you know, because I'm in a frenzied rage.
You are.
I only take half damage.
Oh! So, fancy.
Not saying she threw me in the fire, but I only take half damage right now. So, just let me know.
But I believe I also
you
have an advantage on attacks against you.
We're gonna chuck
but
you
yeah, I think he also has advantage, so I don't know how helpful that is.
That's no good. Right, I swear, I'm gonna make you not float. Sometime, eventually.
If it's the last thing we do.
I can let you just live your life.
It's actually been beneficial to her.
I feel like it's been helpful if it just had me floating.
It kind of has because there's lava.
Yeah. This is because there's lava. All right.
Because I feel like you would fall into
wait,
the
no,
lava.
But both you and Jordy still have your shoes that float because I gifted yeah. those to you.
I also have a surfboard.
Oh, that's right. You have
also,
a surfboard.
Yeah.
And
also
he's
I
an aerobacra.
You still fly as a bunny?
Yeah.
So
wait, Burrow, can you still fly or no?
Apparently, you let me
so.
Fly.
Yeah, we all have wings.
Well,
yeah.
He is a bird.
We're bunnies with wings.
He's just a bunny bird.
It's the
were
bunny curse. So were bunny bird.
Were bunny.
Were bunny bird man.
Were bunny.
I'm a were bunny.
No, were no.
Were bunny.
You're like bunny size.
He is.
All right, who's turning it?
It's well, I'm going to use a legendary action.
What the fuck?
Is it your mint special edition, fresh in the package? Go ahead.
He's going to summon a sphere of annihilation.
No! Ah!
Copycat, look at this guy.
Fine.
Oh, no,
and he's going to direct it towards you guys.
All of us?
Well, he can. It only takes up enough room to hit one person, so it's going after Jory.
Oh,
can I move?
It's been an honor playing.
You might be able
chunk.
To move.
You can fly.
Okay, then. Fuck you, too.
Oh, sorry, what?
Dang.
Nothing.
I will look up what you have to roll.
Are there zombies still here too?
Yeah, we have a zombie Gungan that's fighting you.
Yeah, you ripped the head off of somebody.
Yeah.
The wizard.
The wizard.
Yeah, you gave him a
the
fucking
wizard.
You kind of missed the a chance to like bash the two-headed zombies head.
Oh, yes. So it wouldn't be a season finale without a reunion.
So I need you to make a dexterity saving throw. Yes.
Jam, Quentin. Flint, huh? Quavo, and original Bartholomew all leap by down.
Yes!
With each successfully attacking, each deals 1d20 damage to this villain.
Yes!
We're gonna win!
It says they each successfully attack, but it says once.
Yeah, that's fine, but
yeah,
if
that's
you come
cool.
through the portal, I need minifigures of them.
In my head, Roberta is throwing cats as her weapon. Could that be true? Oh, my goodness.
And then Sham has his
Sham.
He's got his, what do we call it?
Didgeridoom.
Didgeridoom. Yes. All right. So, that's a lot of people.
He was funny.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So 7d20s of damage.
8, according to Zichet.
8?
It says 8 attacks.
Yeah.
Roberta,
each one.
Tertia, Sham, Quentin, Flint, Quavo.
So well, he does a lot of math.
Oh, yeah.
Bar-bar-bar-bar-bar-bar. Original Bartholomew.
Math.
3, 6.
Ryan is rolling dice. No, we never hit the money. We need to keep stop singing. I just like to sing everything in love.
5.
Makes it better.
All right, let's play the movie game while he rolls 20
d20s. I'm not rolling 20 d20s.
He's rolling 8 d20s.
Yes.
You want to start?
Pick 40. An actor.
Matt Damon.
Name a movie they were in. And M for her.
What was... Uh-oh.
It's not Jeopardy.
Brain on fire?
That wasn't
Ashley
a movie.
Girl.
What was that? What was the movie he was in where
there's
he's like...
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them where he...
You can pick a new actor.
Any actor.
Pick a new actor.
Yeah.
Wow, that was really tough, guys. Okay, pick any actor, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You have to start.
Okay.
Here, we'll start you easy. Just picked an actor.
Okay.
Okay, back to Matt Damon.
Okay. So Matt Damon.
Okay, Matt Damon.
Okay.
I've never seen anyone get up.
Game, guys. The pressure.
So,
Goodwill Hunting. Yes, chat. That was exactly what I was trying to think of. Doom, chat.
Out of the arcane gate in the back, you see it flickering and flashing as eight of your fellow adventurers pop out.
Yes! Where have you been?
Yay! We can all take congratulatory hugs really quick. Oh, welcome back.
You guys are across
back,
the room.
Back,
you are over here?
That's why I waved.
Yeah. Oh, and you're congratulating each other, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
They're just really
We're
happy.
Welcoming them
cool.
Back.
All right. So they pop out and they all get out their individual accoutrement of weaponry.
Accoutrement.
Roberta starts throwing cats at him. Tertia. Oh my god.
What did she do?
She was a barbarian?
Yeah.
So she's.
Huh?
No, Tertia.
Tertia.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, she was.
She was a barbarian. So she charges over and starts throwing daggers at him.
Yes.
From the range.
Ooh, good looking.
Sham pulls up his didgeridoo and just like launches a gigantic projectile at him. Yep. You just hear the bellows go through the chamber.
I didn't see any of that. Never mind. That tongue action that he usually
did
with the
dragon.
I can't do it as good as Sham Sham.
Yeah, but you could try. But you could try.
You could roleplay, Ryan.
He goes like this. He goes.
Perfect.
No, it's not how he does it.
Somebody get both of those things.
I did.
Send them to cucumberlips@gmail.com.
Or just tag him on Twitter.
And then Quentin comes in and he casts a spell at him, and you see flames just overtake Sararak.
Good.
And then Flint and Quavo a fastball special and throw Quentin at him. Or not, yeah, sure.
Here's some towards hashtag Amber.
Hey, woo! Thanks! Dirty Bato Amber.
Okay. So, we are now up to Beryl's turn.
I'm excited,
so. Oh, I can finally play!
Yeah. Do something!
I will. But now I have to take care of the stupid lightsabered up Gungan instead of fighting the bad
guy.
That's fine.
Yep. Yeah.
Great.
Do something good, though.
I'm a werebunny, so I'm just gonna pounce on him, and I'm gonna try to bite his face off.
You're gonna try to mate with him?
What?
Because you're a bunny? Because they mate?
Like rabbits?
No, okay.
Yeah.
Just do the good thing for him!
Another thing.
Hold, please.
Hashtag zombie and from the Mrs. Fawn's Beryl's ex-husband. Holding the phallic device they spent many moons with. Also, he's a Gungan.
What?
What?
It's from your college years.
Could someone pass me the butt plug, please?
There it is. That's the weapon he uses.
Mori Mori. Mori Mori, indeed.
What should the ex-husband's name be?
I don't know. Could he bear it?
Could he what?
Gungo the Gungan.
Gungo?
Gungo it is.
Gungo. I've been saying things, guys.
I mean, and it was.
Yeah, roll for Highness! Roll for Highness!
He is a solid 6.
Ooh, that's right.
He did okay.
I know he's better in his 20s.
Right. Yeah.
Muy muy.
In his 20s,
so,
he was a
from
4.
From the mist, so I'm going to say.
So I'm still attacking Jar Jar right now.
Yes.
And by the way, the device looks exactly like the thing that Ryan brought for that, that map. That's how I experimented when I was a younger rock gnome. Anywho, so I'm biting off Gungan's face.
Now he experiments with actual human hands.
What?
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 Huh?
What?
Huh?
Butt plug? You get to, never mind.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I'm attacking the Gungan.
We're the funny ones, Ryan.
Make a joke, commit to it, Ryan. Don't let them like make you feel bad.
Look, this, wait, this is a Ryan joke. Knock, knock, knock.
Oh.
You said?
Love you, Ryan.
Did you see all that shit come out of his mouth? Wow, shitting all on you.
That's a ship projectile. Yeah.
Alright, so you want to do something?
Yes! I've described it 3 times. I pounce on the gung and I'm biting his fucking face off.
Yep. He's a Benny.
Because I'm a were-rabbit.
So he needs to roll.
He's a Benny. A 1!
I'm a big dumb rabbit.
Oh, do I want to be that mean?
You're a tiny dumb rabbit.
Yes, you do.
Shut the fuck up.
You just talking shit on you, man.
So, you start to run.
My map's not over here.
And you accidentally slip on some loose gravel, and you start making your fall into the lava pit.
No! No, your jokes are funny! Your jokes are funny!
I need you to make a dexterity save.
Of course.
You should have had him fall on the lightsaber.
Okay. So, you start to fall, and you manage to grab onto the lip of the gangway.
Like
so you're
this.
Just hanging by an arm. No? Amber for GM.
Oh, did I get $20?
Here's the money to finish off the hashtag Amber with the GM power going.
Save me!
All right,
swim!
So Beryl is hanging by just a little arm, bunny arm.
Yes. Okay. My DM power starts. No.
Cool. So, I would like, since I'm kind of on the same plane, I would like to push Gro towards Beryl to save him. And she does. She grabs him by the leg. Takes a little bite out. Just a little bite. Just a tiny taste. And then is like, oh, no, I don't want to bite this leg.
No eat leg.
And then she throws him down onto the thing. There we go. Perfect. Onto the gangplank. And then magically out of that bite comes like this little spear that sticks out of his leg now. Whoa. So he can like ka-ka-ka-ka-ka. But it's magical.
Of course.
And it deals 1d10 of damage and has a +4.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So
gargle with salt, motherfucker.
Celine Dion starts to feel a rumble on his belly and lays 2 zombie wearing bunny eggs. GM roll for friendly equals even and then it equals off.
Leg spear.
Wow, that was a lot.
So, I didn't get your leg spear.
So it's a zombie me?
So you laid 2 zombie eggs of were-bunniness.
Yeah, wow. That's normal.
Happy Easter.
And they are both evil.
No.
And you get a bard song.
Oh,
and
no.
They're a deck of things.
Hey,
All right. Crooked.
You are crooked.
Are you crooked? Do you want help?
No, I just look crooked.
Oh, that's weird.
So, what's another Celine Dion song?
I know so many and I can't do it because I'm on the spot.
Well,
it's
shit.
Coming back to
you. Yeah, that it's one. All coming back to me now. That one.
That doesn't help me.
To me now. Yeah, perfect.
Oh, I don't know that one. Lead this bard song, bard. Hello, bard.
But I'm a humble bard. I like to let other people shout. We are in a triangle room. We are fighting this man of doom. He has a robot. He is a jerk. I don't know how to make it work. Go, take it over, other bard. Cause you like to rap real hard. Go. Chicka boom.
I got a sword in my ankle now. Skipping it by my blue bubble. I got wings on my back right now. Skipping it by boom, blah, 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 blah. Why is your beat so inconsistent, you motherfucker?
I did the dubstep version.
I'm sorry for
finish
that.
Finish the song.
Really
chat time,
rap.
Brett Noy says, watch the beat, chunk.
Once again. Sorry for that really bad rap. It was all this guy in the cap.
I'm so awesome. I'm the rhythm master. You can't beat the rhythm master because I'm the best rhythm master there is.
Wow.
That didn't make sense.
I'm the best rhythm master.
Yeah, but you were offbeat. You had like a 6-8 bar in there
it's
and like a 9-12 bar.
It's my
in there.
Rhythms. My rhythms. I made the rhythm. I'm the rhythm master. I shall choose what rhythms are coming to you.
You got a 3-4 bar
blessed.
In there.
Thank you. What the?
Right.
Also, on the crate, get yourself a nice t-shirt.
Yeah, click the link, save my job.
The t-shirt.
Thank you.
Yes.
Ooh, cute.
All right, so this is for Jordy.
Yes, sir?
The card is the Uriel card.
Instant death.
Excuse me?
The urine card.
The urine card?
Uriel.
I'm a what?
Yes, he is real. You are all real.
You take minus two penalty on saving throws until you end your curse. And you can only a god of the magic of the fates can end this curse.
Didn't I just kill the fates? Three hags, one eyeball.
Nah, no.
We know.
What's the matter with these scissors?
That's my favorite one.
Okay.
Hercules. Disney movie.
Mulligan.
Did you say Mulligan?
I'm knocking down the gate. Fuck back up again.
It's like a charm.
Ryan!
Yeah.
You playing, bud?
It's your turn.
Oh, we're going home now. Is that what's happening?
Check time. Direct folks says, Chunk, there's a tradition of changing meters in song in classical music. Those composers are evil, but it happens. See, I'm a classically trained rhythm master. That's why.
Sure.
I studied all the greats.
So, Beryl, the Gungan zombie with the lightsaber tries to swipe at you, but he's not really adept at handling the lightsaber, so it just kind of flails wildly at you. And we're back up to a Sarek.
We've all wasted our turns. We said that.
I did not throw away my shot.
You got me so
safe
now.
He points his finger at you, Swan.
That was loud. I'm sorry. I got very angry.
Immediately, your vision goes black.
What?
And
I still hold on to that rope.
Still hold on to me!
That would be my seeing eye half-orc! My seeing eye half-orc!
What you then realize is your vision comes back to you, but you are no longer in this chamber.
What? Where did I go?
Do
I still have my rope? Did she come with me?
You are back to the accoutrement you had at the very beginning.
I don't know what accoutrement means.
your effects. What? Your personal effects.
Okay.
You're playing guitar in a tavern.
Ooh.
And you're starting to jam, but everyone's just throwing tomatoes at you.
That's fine. I love that joke.
And everyone's just booing you and trying to make you go off stage. I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Why? I got a one.
You got a one?
Yeah.
Okay. So you take 10 points of psychic damage.
No!
And also,
yes.
Yeah.
Mitchy 99 says, name one chunk. Name one composer. I will point out, Mr. John Williams does a lot of key time signature changes in E.T.
He steals from the Russians.
In E.T., if you ever listen to the E.T. soundtrack, the woodwind parts change a whole bunch of.
Okay. Measures. Anyway.
Yeah,
it wasn't important.
Go ahead, that wasn't important, really. I don't know why I stopped to do it.
I know.
Because it was a challenge.
There was a silence. There was a little break in the.
So, you also add this to your flaws.
I don't know what I just saw.
You don't like the way people judge you all the time.
Well, that's just a fact of me.
No, I know, but like it's now a constant thought in your mind as you start to go mad. Your vision comes back to you and you are now in the chamber again.
Squam, you okay? Stop judging me!
Do you want leg?
You
want leg? Why are you guys always judging me? My decisions.
What's going on?
I don't.
It's now Squam's turn.
I'm just holding this rope.
Yep.
My seeing eye. Squam, half orc.
Yep. What do you want to do?
Okay, so that fool on the other end of the room is clearly judging me. So I am going to attack him.
Okay.
With my dragon flame blade.
Firm blade.
Since I'm a werebunny, that means I can get up to him, correct?
Nice.
Can I get close to him? I'm a werebunny. I run double the speed.
So yeah. Boing. Boing. You get there.
Cool. And I slash at him with my flame blade.
Okay.
My dragon flame blade, because it's magical, Ryan.
Yes, it is.
It's magical.
It is truly a magical weapon.
It is!
Mm-hmm. So magical.
I got a 10 plus 8, but I'm going to use my lucky rabbit's foot that is on my foot because I'm a were-rabbit.
Yeah.
I got a 6. None of those.
All right. So you try and slash it around him.
Dang it.
And he just kind of floats away out of your reach.
I would like to yell,
dickhead at him.
He just starts cackling maniacally.
He's talking to you.
No, I was like, it's a dickhead.
Yeah.
Now, look the one him. That we're fighting.
Mama.
He
the
is...
one we're fighting. The jerk who only... Who hits
Sexy
on,
Bones McGee?
Yeah, where we have to get a 21 or higher to hit.
That's some bullshit.
That is some bullshit.
So...
It's rude. Oh,
gosh.
What is it?
Hashtag cucumber of fun.
Oh, is that a hashtag cucumber of fun?
I twitch as a bunny for a short amount of time. And I say, forget this curse, blah! And I burst out in all of my rock gnome glory. I still have my wings. And so what I do is I grab Squam, yeah, who's still attached to the rope by Grow, uh-huh. And I fly up into the sky, and I start circling around this lich guy, and I, like, do one strong, like, whip around, and the rope, like, because you're being dragged, it's like, whoosh, 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 whoosh. And then you, like, yeah, you puke a little bit, but not all the leg, you know, you still got leg to go. And then you hit him with an impact, and then, so you get, a straight attack, like, you can chew on him, or however you want to attack him, and then you, since you're super close, you take your strongest weapon, and you drive it right into his junk.
Is that my shoe?
And then I take my turn, no, not you. You fly up and you find on the ceiling there's like a stalactite and you like break it off the ceiling and it's gonna fall on his head for 1d10 damage plus 5 and then I fly over him and I use
14.
I pull back my crossbow that has the that 4d10 plus 10 to hit and I shoot him in the face. So all of that's gonna happen. We're gonna crunch some numbers, DM.
Because he said it happened, so now we just have to roll.
Yeah. Yeah.
The thing falling on his head was 14 damage. Just 'Kay. FYI. Okay, so what was the first thing? She bites?
Yeah, so however you want to attack him. So you can either bite him or you can use what you got.
I'll just be a maul. I'll be a maul. I will be a maul. Shot the maul.
What kind of shots do you have in you? What's on your left shoulder? Like, what store is that?
My left shoulder.
There's a TJ Maxx over there. There's a Hot Topic.
We're not a low class mall, okay?
Oh, TJ Maxx. Yeah.
So there's.
I'm a Maxinista.
Right.
So, do your damage.
Okay. So I definitely hit, right? I definitely hit.
Because he told it you did.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna. We just roll our damage, right? 5 plus 7, so 12. 12 damage.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yep. Oh, wait, sorry. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha. I used the wrong dice. Ha 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 ha.
No.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out which is my strongest.
Okay, that was actually worse. 4 plus 7. Well, actually, no. That's better. 4 plus 7.
Bro, we're going to need you to get it together, okay?
Bro, not having it together today.
So 11 damage?
11 damage.
Okay.
Okay, so next is my weapon.
Yes.
Okay, guys, should I use my 2d12s or my 2d8 plus 1?
Twelves.
2d12s?
Yeah.
I'll go with 2d12s.
Good luck.
An 8 and a 3, so that's 11. So I did 11 points of damage.
11!
11!
Okay. Cool, cool. And then your crossbow.
Tie.
Your crossbow, right?
Your crossbow. How many 20s is that?
It's 4d20s.
4d20s?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do that roll or I'm going to do that roll?
I can do it.
Okay.
Don't let him
do it. No, I'm doing it. I
don't
trust you.
Don't trust him.
Yeah, don't let him fudge that.
Zero? Oh, I didn't know there were zeros on these dice.
What's 19 plus 19?
Well, 20 plus 20 is 40. 38? So minus 2.
Okay, then you did 38 damage.
Yeah.
Wow.
38 damage. Okay.
You rolled real low on the first two and then real high on the second two. Yeah. That's life.
That's life.
And then, is there any other ones? Did you hit him?
I think that was it. No, yeah, you had a stalactite falling from the ceiling onto his head.
You did the 14 damage. Good job. Have we hurt him?
You've hurt him, but it's still not enough yet.
Is he emotionally wounded, or...
Does he need counseling?
Wait, real quick.
Does he feel like less of a monster?
Is he still judging me?
Check time.
Yeah.
The Vegan Power Ranger says, thanks, Chunk and Cucumber, for inspiring Sally and I to start playing D&D ourselves. Oh, we're starting our first campaign with some friends tomorrow night.
Yay!
Thanks, Mom and Sally. They are kind. kind souls.
They are so
they
kind.
They are.
So kind.
Oh. I'm excited for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to know what characters you're playing. Write it in the Discord. Thank you.
Okay. So, he is now going to cast another legendary action. He's going to move his Sphere of Annihilation.
What? It's still out?
Yeah,
what?
It doesn't go away. It just chills until he wants it back again.
What?
Huh?
That Sphere of Annihilation what? That attacks people.
He's going to move it towards Squam, since it's over here, and he's going to move it that way. I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
But I don't lie. 18. Woo! Plus.
Okay.
Hey. Plus 6. So 24.
Nice.
Yeah. I win.
You won the game.
Yeah. I won D&D. Beat Chunk
it.
Didn't win this time.
I'm going to destroy it.
Cool.
Sit and smile in the ashes of D&D.
Step back as the sphere kind of wafts its way this way.
Yeah, bitch. And, get out of here.
And you manage to get out of the way of it before it tries to attack you.
Good.
And the whole time I'm like, ooh!
Skip it. I like to think
Xander. Roll a D10.
Okay.
1 through 5. 1 Gungan on Ryan's screen. 6 through 10. 2 Gungans on Ryan's screen for the next 20 minutes of the stream. Hardliner will start the timer when the Gungans appear.
I got a 7.
Nice vest. Chunk.
That's too good.
Thank you.
Cool. Nice vest.
I can't see him anyway. Thank
you. What?
It's a photographer's vest.
I can help you. If
this
one,
I need help.
What?
Okay,
cool.
What?
Hey, Matt. Matt wants to play, guys. Matt wants to play.
Play here.
Can you see down there? Or?
The two Gungans?
No, it's $100 one.
Guys, I told you we would make an awesome felted friend with the leg.
Yeah,
she did say that.
I got a 7.
Yeah, he told him to roll him.
Yep, I got a 7, that means 2 Gungans.
The Gungan thing, right? Yeah.
Cool.
Tight. We love Matt.
We do.
We're getting tacos afterwards.
Yeah, so looking forward to
that. Even if it's raining.
True.
Even if it's raining, Matt.
Yeah, we're still getting tacos.
Fuck yeah!
Yeah! Nice.
Okay.
Yes. That's my favorite podcaster
so,
said.
So he moved the Sphere of Annihilation.
Still more than no steak.
We were at.
He's going to Squam.
My turn.
No. Squam. I think you didn't.
He went.
He went
with his DM powers.
And then that guy went. And
No. He went with his DM power, so
that's
we
right.
have an extra turn.
That's why I'm all...
That's why you're messed up. Yeah, but that guy just made his sphere.
Mm. Okay, so I'm
and
here.
I avoided it, so it's my turn.
Yeah.
Is Dustin Hoffman gonna just, like, absorb into it?
Yes, of course he is.
You'd have to be in the room to do that, but yes,
the
he could.
Sphere.
It's also not that big. It's more like a 4-foot diameter sphere.
You're a 4-foot diameter sphere.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
What? Snap.
All right.
Okay, what do I want to do? What do I want to do?
What do you want to do with your life? I'm asking as a friend.
Wow. With my life, I want to get a new job, and I want to make more money so I can buy a house solely for the purpose of having a dog.
What's happening?
He asked me!
You're supposed to run the game, DM.
Anyway.
Guys, this is too serious.
I know, yeah. It's serious.
It's
real life.
Serious.
So now... I'm going to use my kicks.
Your kicks?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do it just for the kicks?
I'm going to do it just for the kicks.
All right.
So, I get 2 kicks?
No.
Right? Because that's what the shoes
Goldie,
do? There's 2
how
kicks.
Did you think the shoes are going? Are
is
they,
it 2 kicks
is
or 1
it 2
kick?
Kicks or 1 kick?
It's per shoe. I created that.
But, like, is it 1 action per shoe?
You made the shoes. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. So you made the shoes.
I made the shoes. No. They float. Yeah. And then you
I enhanced them.
You enhanced them so it's 1 kick per shoe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. But is it 1 action per shoe? Or is
you can go
2?
Kick
is 1
I
action.
I think kick is
kick,
1
kick.
Action. So I really, I personally believe that it's 2
d20s.
Okay. I agree. Because that's how I meant it when I said it.
That's exactly how I meant
it. That's the power of GM powers.
High five.
Well, bam.
Where are they?
So is there a plus to anything to hit her?
No, I think they just hit.
They just hit?
Because
they're like magic
kicking.
Missiles?
They're like magic missiles. Because I didn't write anything to hit. It just says 1d20 times 2.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
What's this?
Matt wants to play.
Hashtag Matt, go get them by Mighty Warrior.
Yes!
Alright, Matt!
Taco Warrior!
Oh, shit!
The Taco Warrior!
Okay.
Yes. I missed the last minute. So what's happening?
You got a DM powers.
We're all huddled up by the lich. And there's still some zombies on the ledge behind us, but nobody's over there.
Okay, tight.
Look, you have annihilation just went that way.
Oh shit. Wait, it went where?
It's over here. It's floating.
Okay, it's a sphere.
Okay, great.
Do it, Matt. Does Matt appear from the portal?
Yes.
What is Matt dressed in the portal? Is Matt the cat?
I have some figures down there if you want.
Yeah, but it's Matt in mirrors.
Okay, cool. Let's do this. Okay. All right. So
is Matt made out of tacos?
The lynch looks at all of you and he says, I don't like you. You're all bad.
Why are you judging me?
So yeah, and he summons, you each eat really old tacos that go into your mouth, and you each take a d4 of damage.
Oh no! No!
This is my kind of DM.
So you take a d4 of damage, he's like, ah, yes, tacos, they're bad. And then a cucumber's like, he's like, you there, and he like throws you across the room. So he throws you like, yeah, like right there. That's perfect. You're like kind of far away, so you're gonna take a while to get back. And then Chunk, suddenly he's like, you'd look really cool in like a video game, and he turns you into like a 16-bit.
Is his minute over?
But then everyone gets a sandwich and can heal 1d4.
Yes!
Thank you, Matt.
Actually, I'm not mad at this.
I know, but I'd say this is more of an 8-bit than a 16-bit.
I kind of like this.
Yes. Boing, 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 boing.
Okay.
What would your four sound bites be if you were pixelated?
Moing, moing.
Fucking course.
Moing, 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 moing. And Misa. And hello, friends.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
And that's it.
That's three. I guess you don't have to have four.
I'm cucumber.
That's a good one.
Hi, Swim. Did you finish your action?
No, I have to kick.
Kick.
I was rolling all the d4s to see the damage that I took.
Okay.
I did it all. Well, I did it for me. I did not do it for Gro.
Gro already did her own damage.
Good. Did you do your healing as well?
Yes.
My kick is 19 damage. My green d4 is on the ground now.
Hashtag meatbags. You know, I owe Cucumber for messing with him last week. So he's now all healed up, double stats, and he can now control lava with his mind.
Double stats! Double stats healed up. I heal him. Sweet.
Just call me the Fire Nation.
Yeah. You see a little break in the stone above you. You can kind of see the moon glowing.
Ooh,
and you see
the
red blood moon cast over it as the comet flies by.
Yay! Sozin's comet.
Is this the song you're gonna do with our bard song?
Yeah.
So you feel in your body that you can just like you have the ability to move stone. In fact, all the lava below you calls to you.
Whoa. You can douse him in lava.
I say this is my imagination. What?
DM?
Yeah.
Can you stop talking for 2 seconds?
So we can do our bite song.
We're gonna sing.
So we can do
We've
our
tried
bite
to start it like 5 times.
Fine.
Here's that. Well, then what actually does happen is
it's exploding.
Let's go to lava. We'll
play the game.
Have you ever watched Avatar: The Last Airbender?
No.
It's not a good beat.
Rhythm master? Really?
You know, you can do it.
This is not a bard song. This is just.
This is the opening. Someone's got to. You gotta get into it.
Okay,
thank you, everyone, for jumping in on that. I appreciate all of your support.
Okay, when you're going shaka doo shaka doo ba 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 shaka doo shaka doo, I'm like, where's the beat?
Shaka doo shaka doo shaka doo shaka doo shaka doo shaka doo shaka doo
shaka doo shaka doo shaka doo shaka doo shaka doo.
Well, do it.
Yeah.
Triples and duples. Come on.
Double mint.
Nobody can decide on the rhythm. I took the rhythm, I'm not doing a rhythm. Somebody take over my terrible song.
I guess we're just talking and singing along because Chunk made up this terrible song. He's the best at things but not singing anything, and I'm not as good as him, so it's even worse. This is my song that I'm singing to you. I don't know what a cucumber's going to do.
Cucumber should sing a part of the song. Now he doesn't open his mouth and let stuff come out now.
Go, Cucumber, please sing sometimes we want to sing.
And the misery of them listening to our terrible song. Why won't you sing something now? I wish that you would, because we're terrible at this. I don't know why you haven't started to sing.
Come on, Cucumber, please sing us a verse, because we don't know. We did not. Right. We did not rehearse.
Grow eat leg. You're terrible.
That was the
look
what
I was supposed to be, an ender, but now I am a magma bender.
Grow eat leg, grow eat leg.
And
we hope your eardrums are happy.
To Jordy.
What?
Pause, Ryan. What is happening? Oh, who's there now?
Naeem says, I'm the captain now.
Then why'd you put a picture of Zach instead of yourself? Some captain.
Jojo,
are you listening?
What?
Okay. I know these guys never invite you to play. Let's roll out the character for the next campaign. Chad has spoken.
Holy shit. It's my time to shine.
Next campaign, Joe. Whatever, not right now.
Let's kill you all now. I can start today.
No. Why are you speaking in rhyme?
Why not?
Fair.
Should I give Joe a DM power for that? Because I feel like...
What?
You can't give DM powers, DM.
Yeah, not you.
I know.
I'm in the next game.
Someone just gave us $100 to shout that out. You know?
If Joe wants to do something.
Yeah. All right.
Joe?
I'll give you one thing to do, Joe. What do you want to do?
Okay, so the second that cucumber starts... stop smoking, Joe! Don't tell me what to do ever.
Dang.
I'll poison your drinks. Beep, fuck you. Now then, as I was saying, when Cucumber starts playing with the magma and he starts pulling it up from the ground,
yes,
a magma creature comes up. The DM may stat it however he wishes.
What? I'm watching him talk.
Anyway. So the DM,
did you get that?
You may stat this magma monster however you wish.
Cool. All right, fire elemental.
I don't like when you scream, it scares me.
My name is Joe. I'm so stupid. Oh. Oh, man. Yeah, it's hard to be me, motherfucker.
You betcha.
You bet your sweet ass.
God, everyone do that again.
Yeah, you better not. You better don't.
Yeah, he doesn't get made fun of a lot. Because it's hard to make his voice.
I provide the alcohol. Remember. Nobody wants the bartender.
So, a fire mental now erupts onto the board.
You,
as you pull the...
I don't want to hurt you.
We are friends. That's
pull the
why.
Lava up onto the ledge. Right. You lose control of it for a little bit, and now a fire elemental against you has risen. From the deck of many things, this is for Jordy.
Again?
Yeah, I like you. Maybe a good one. Maybe we'll get a witch. That's the fire!
I'll have a wish!
This is the Don John card. You might want to use that wish for this. You disappear and become entombed.
That's right.
In a state of suspended animation. In an extra dimensional sphere. So there's now a sphere hanging right here.
Didn't that happen to somebody else?
It happened to me.
Did it happen to you?
In the campaign with the... Yeah.
I would like to use my wish.
I would... okay.
Oh, dear.
You should phrase your wish very well so you can get out and do other things.
Okay, wait, explain what's happening.
Okay, so you find yourself now in an extra-dimensional space where everything around you is just infinite blackness.
Uh-oh.
You're in a bubble, right?
You see, like, a very small shimmer of light over here, but you don't actually see him anymore.
Jordy, where'd you go?
Yeah, God. Everybody.
Everybody.
Hello.
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 All right.
What happened?
Where'd Jordy go?
I missed him.
Actually, you guys are not facing it right now, so you probably didn't notice that he disappeared.
Okay.
Oh, JK. You know, Ryan.
So we're gonna go now with Gro's turn.
Wait, weren't you gonna use your push? Oh, you have to use it
on his turn. Yeah,
my turn.
So you're basically on the ledge right here. You can be pulled and floated away, or.
Just tell him what to do.
But everybody else is like, are all on the other side.
Yeah,
like,
he's fighting like a zombie and a fire elemental. And Squam is just hanging out on the catwalk.
I just kicked him.
You're a terrible DM. You're a little sickly.
Well, I want to go help him with the. I want to take my great axe and I want to at least help him with the lava creature.
Do it.
Wait. Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, no, can I not great axe a lava creature?
You.
That's probably a terrible idea. Never mind. I'm just gonna great axe that zombie.
The bad guy?
Yeah, the bad guy.
Okay.
Oh, maybe I'll. Hold on.
There's a lot of things going on in Gro's head. She can't think.
It's too complicated.
Yeah, it's like strategy, leg, strategy.
I'll just go after the bad guy. Let's go after the big man.
Let's go after the bad guy.
Yeah, why not? I already gave him my javelin, so now I'm gonna great axe him.
Mm-hmm.
Right where it hurts the most.
Okay, in his phylactery.
In his what?
Phylactery.
In his what?
His phylactery.
Where is it? Where's that?
That's where it hurts
the
most.
Can you show me on the map? Show me on the
if
picture.
If you do this,
it's like the thing Rasputin carries in Anastasia.
Ryan!
Okay, whatever. I'm rolling.
Okay.
Okay. So I got
liked it. I heard it.
A 13 plus 2.
It's 15.
Wait, no. Ha ha ha. I'm doing math terribly today. I'm doing 13 plus 8.
13 plus 8.
What? 21.
21.
That will just hit.
That hits him.
Okay. Then we do great X.
Yes.
To his place that we won't say. On
his left shoulder.
And they were supposed to be on his screen.
I don't know why I'm obsessed with left shoulders today.
And then I do 4 plus 7. So 11.
11.
11.
11.
That's
11.
11.
All right.
Into his...
Phylactery. Like a factory, but a phylactery.
Like a factory that produces phil.
Yeah.
Like a phil factory.
Yeah. Well, you know.
So I hit him in the phil factory.
Okay, you do so. It rattles his bones quite a bit, and he's not looking very happy about it. But it is your weapon was also not magical, so it doesn't do as much damage as you were hoping.
Boo. Somebody needs to make my weapons magical. I need to make my weapons magical.
Alright, it is now this zombie's turn.
Zombo!
So he's gonna run over
Zambo
to Jordy.
Yes!
Like the zombies.
And he's gonna hit you.
No, he's not, because I'm just a little ball of light.
Oh, that's right.
Ball of light. Floated through my chest, floated to me right here. I heard your voice whispering our name. And what exactly did it say, may I ask? It said, hey. Said what? Said, hey. Said, hey.
Alright, anyway, Beryl is going to be taking 6 points of bludgeoning damage.
From what?
From the zombie.
Aww.
Yes.
Boo.
Okay, so it is now Jory's turn. You are in an infinitely dark space.
I wish that I was no longer inside this weird little world and I was back with my friends fighting the bad dude. Affected whatsoever in any way by being in this little bubble for a minute.
Okay.
That's a bubble popping.
Pop. So bubble, bubble, pop, you pop, reappear.
Bubble pop.
But you are also.
God damn it!
1 foot tall.
What? I said I wasn't affected in any way.
He wasn't. It's just my discretion.
All right, I'm throwing all right. the D20 at you.
All right. I know where you live.
It's true.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Me three.
All right, cool. So you pop back into existence. Your wish spell was the action. All right, Beryl.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Beryl, stand up.
Well, I'm still floating above the bad guy, right?
Over here?
I don't know, wasn't I? Because that's where I shot him in the face from short range, so I shouldn't have been able to have been hit by that zombie.
No, because when Matt came over and did his GM powers, he threw you across the room, and now you are now surrounded by two zombies and a fire elemental.
Poor Celine Dion.
Okie dokie.
Yes,
so,
Celine Dion.
Celine Dion.
I would like to... So is the Gungan still around?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to try to swipe my saber back from him.
Okay, grapple check. Strength is strength.
Six.
One.
Crap.
So.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Yay. So I take it back.
Grapple. You take it back.
Was that my entire action?
That was your action.
You're done.
Whoa. Hey.
But just for right now.
Also,
it's fine.
I'd like to bring up a little something. Go
what?
Carry on. I'll call chat time when it's time.
Okay.
Pretty cool. Never mind. Carry on.
Who is what is that?
That's the fire elemental.
Okay.
Yes, it's Pandar, I would like to say. This Gungan thing is getting kind of old. Hopefully they'll go away next campaign. doubtful, but one can hope.
Yep.
We're with you.
Okay.
Why do you hate Gungans? They do nothing to you.
The other zombie is going to attack. And he rolled a one. So let's see
A one.
I'm going to roll a dexterity save for him. Oh, he rolled another one.
Yay.
A one.
This is the kind of D&D I can get.
So,
yeah,
he
roll those ones. Fall into the lava.
Falls over into the lava.
Yay.
Killing himself
as he stumbles on some loose dirt.
Bye.
And you just hear screaming and melting down below in the 30-foot pit.
Yay.
All right. We are now up to a Sararak. He's going to reach out to you, Beryl.
No.
See, no one wants that.
I do.
I do too, actually.
What?
It's not attacking me.
Yeah.
Grow neutral.
It's
like
attacking you. It's not attacking me. It's not attacking her. It's not attacking them.
Fine.
All right.
What's it do?
Your vision goes dark for a second.
No, just like me.
Uh-oh.
As your vision comes back to you, you are now in a room looking down at a body. And behind you, there is Bartholomew yelling at you.
Ah, shit.
He's telling you over and over again, kick him. Kick him harder. And you're just kicking the body, kicking it and kicking it. And as you look closer at the body, you realize you're kicking yourself.
Oh, that's deep, son.
That's
deep.
Meta.
All right.
Meta.
So I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
20.
Yay.
20. All right. You're going to take half damage. So you take 10 points of psychic damage. And your vision comes back to you and you are now in the chamber.
That was the damnedest thing. I'm just so hard on myself, you guys.
The house is
I'm awesome. Awesome. I should have known this the whole time.
Wait, he doesn't get a bad thing happen to him?
What? I took damage.
He doesn't go mad?
Oh, yeah.
He is judging me so hard right now. If I'm going mad,
taking other people with me.
Well, actually, he saved.
Dang it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he rolled a 20.
Mm-hmm.
Dang it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So he doesn't get to go mad.
Take that, Amber.
Don't gloat!
All right, and with that, we are going to take a break from the battle.
Yes.
So we will be back in just a little bit of time,
okay.
And we will see the amazingly spectacular.
Sweet Jesus. We're going to take a break.
After a break.
Thank you. And welcome.
Welcome to Dungeon Incorporated. We appreciate your interest in the roguelike program and your willingness to participate in our clinical trials. At Dungeon Incorporated, we value data above all else. It is data that we need and data that brings you here today.
Remember to take your medication.
Using the patented roguelike EEG system, we will subject you, willingly of course, to a simulation generated by our extensive analyst focus group. These simulation scenarios will extract your brainwaves, data, and log them into our ever-growing roguelike database. Your brain and creative reaction to our voluntary scenarios will help us at Dungeon Incorporated to create the ideal role-playing game scenario.
Don't forget to take your medication!
Voluntarily. The roguelike system building a better RPG with the voluntary use of your brain, data. At Dungeon Incorporated.
Hey, we are back.
We're back. We're back.
For the thrilling conclusion.
All right, guys.
Like to make a shout out to Loot Crate.
Loot Crate.
I think he was gonna do that.
It's the only Gungan I like. Loot Crate Gungan.
Boss Nass.
Yeah, make sure you guys click the link on the in the chat for Loot Crate, because Loot Crate is awesome. Yes. They're very nice. It's very nice of them to have sponsored a show.
Yes.
We're very happy.
Yeah. Yes.
Especially this month because it's a D&D crate.
Yeah, you gotta encroach on your space for a second. So also don't forget about our wonderful incentives. You can throw monsters at us for 20. You can give us DM powers for a minute for 50. You can give yourselves DM powers for 100. And every 300, we get to sing a song. Or actually, we have to sing a song. And Ryan will pull from the deck of many things.
Yeah. Those songs are glorious.
It's true.
They're flawless.
I wish they were on iTunes so you guys could listen to them over and over and over.
Oh, and one more thing. If you there was a lot of technical questions in the chat earlier. If you want to learn more about that, just follow us on Twitter. You can see stuff.
Are our Twitters up here?
Our Twitters. No, they show up in the chat every once in a while. Yeah, follow us there. You can learn a little bit more about some stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
they're awesome, guys. I'm going to do a LinkedIn video with them where they give us some life advice. Yay! And it's really good. Really good life advice. It's not good.
All right. So back where we left off.
Yes.
I believe...
You're the one that threw us to break?
I know.
You ready?
Huh?
You ready?
Yes. So... The Asurek, I believe it's Asurek's turn.
We'll go with that.
Yes, sure. That.
Yeah.
Okay. So he. No, wait. He just did Beryl's thing, and Beryl took damage, so it's Squam's turn.
Cool.
Yeah.
Great. My turn. Yeah.
Squam.
Squam. I would like to
yes.
Kick him again, because I'm still next to him.
Okay.
I like to kick him twice with my shoes. Yes. I got double sixes.
Nice DM.
That is 12.
12 damage.
12 damage to the bad guy, because I kicked him in the balls. Twice.
Cool. All right.
I just like to think that when I do, like, my flying kicks, I'm like, kick, kick, and then Girl goes,
So he didn't like that.
Of course he didn't.
So he's going to use his spell of Disrupt Life.
Can I throw Grow in between us so that the spell is gone?
Yes, you can.
I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Bro.
All right. Either way, each creature within a 20-foot radius.
Damn it.
So you actually bring her into the ring, and now you both are going to take it.
She was already in. She was there.
She got closer. All right. I need you both to make Constitution saving throws.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You take less damage than I do. I got a 9 plus 6.
I got a
15 plus 7.
15 plus 7? So you save.
Okay. And I got a 9 plus 3, 12.
So you did not save.
I'm going to die, you guys.
Oh, no.
You might.
I might. All
right.
I would save you, but I'm already there.
All right. So, Squam, you take 42 points of necrotic damage.
I am on 2 points.
How much?
I am 42. Not dead.
Sandwich!
Okay, here's the thing. I got 9 lives.
Oh.
Do you remember that? From a long time ago?
Yeah.
But we also have 7 sandwiches, 4 health potions, and some snoots bacon.
So we're still gonna be okay.
Maybe 8 snoots bacon.
Right, I gotta remember to use
bring
more
it,
heavy-duty spells.
Bring it!
Alright, I will.
8 snoots bacon.
Okay, so, and then, you're gonna take half of 42. So you're taking...
21?
21 for you.
Oh, so 21?
Yes.
What just happened? I don't like that.
All right, it is now Gro's turn.
After he threw me.
Do something good.
Yeah, you just saw your friend throw you into a Sararak.
Because you're raging.
Rage.
Fine.
What's happening?
I'm
Gungans everywhere. Mm. I can't see them.
Yeah, I'm just gonna attack him again. Let's just great axe him.
Okay.
Yeah. Alright. That's a 19 plus 2. No. Goalie did it wrong again. 19 plus 8.
Okay.
That'll hit.
Yay.
And then 5 plus 7.
Okay.
So 12.
Cool.
Now that song's stuck in my head, guys.
Alright, so it is now the one of the zombies' turns down there. Oh, he rolled a 4. Yep. Okay, so he tries to attack you, Beryl, or yes. Celine Dion. Yes. And unfortunately, he just kind of wipes at you. Yes. And doesn't get close enough as the fire elemental is just like the heat is too much for him and he's just kind of like chilling out.
Hashtag Ember GF powered up DW.
Girlfriend power.
Wait, I mean GM powers.
Power for the girl. All right, Ember powers.
Oh God, you guys, I don't know what to do.
Do something good.
Do something important.
Okay. So, don't know what happens, but it happens. Gro magically, because her flute shoes help her float. So she just magically, the spell where she's floating, but not with the shoes, ends. Hmm. It just ends. I don't know why. And so now she can stand on the ground or float with her shoes if she wants
voluntarily.
She doesn't have to be. Yeah, that's fine. You're still wearing shoes. Yeah, but she doesn't have to be on the rope anymore. Ooh. She can attack and do things if she wants to. Nice. So I take back my rope.
Nice.
Then I would like to eat a magical sandwich. Just a
magical sandwich.
Magical sandwiches for all of us. Oh. Annie. Yay. He was here, so we all eat magical sandwiches and we regain our health because we needed that. And then I would like to spray the elemental with some water that I found in my pocket.
Of course.
Because that's where you keep water. I spray him in the arm and it falls off.
Okay, his arm falls off.
There we go, just one arm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know where these things came from.
Okay.
Everybody eats a sandwich.
Wait,
how much does the sandwich do for me?
All the
way. Whoa!
I'm learning to like little Annie.
Annie!
Can I call him little orphan Annie?
No, it's just Annie.
Fine.
He's not an orphan.
Yes, he is.
It's a secret society.
What?
Remember?
No.
Yeah, I told you because you tried to kill them, and I said, you can't kill them because there's lots of them.
They're all named Annie.
Yeah! We have to sing over it so it doesn't get blocked.
I love it. Okay. So, it is now Jordy's turn. Jordy!
Yes?
It's your turn.
Oh!
Sir.
Who's that next to him?
To who?
They're next to the bad dude.
This?
That's Gro.
And yeah. who's next in that little walkway?
And this is Squam.
Okay. And whose enemies are out right now?
There is a zombie, and there's an elemental, and you're there.
Can I go pick up the zombie and toss it at the bad guy?
Yes.
Okay, I do that.
Okay.
That's funny.
I fly over, pick up the zombie, and then I throw it. I don't just drop it from the air like it.
One sec. I need you to make a grapple check.
I need you to.
Four.
Give in to your hate.
You did not. Succeed.
I did not.
You did not succeed.
But.
So he rolled a 17. So you try to grab him, but he just starts clawing at you. Aww. You take 2 points of piercing damage.
Slashing damage.
As he just like claws at your ankles.
How many points?
What's the point of trying to do cool things if the DM's just gonna unfairly make me roll things?
Why do you think I'm so mean to him?
God, I hate that guy.
I know.
He's a strong word. Who's gonna GM our next show? Who's GMing our next campaign?
Is he you?
I thought Ryan is.
I'll
do
a one shot one night.
Ooh.
Hey, that'd be fun.
Yeah,
I thought I'd make it. You're ready to buckle up.
Yeah, he always says bad stuff to us, guys.
That's
I don't know why.
I need the challenge.
Damn. Do you see those daggers?
All right. Asterak is going to use one of his legendary actions.
On you.
Uh-huh.
On your face.
This is the spell Power Word Kill.
The what?
Power Word Kill.
Power Word Kill. So
you
like
utter
Fosrol
a
does,
word of
but
power.
Baloney! And you die.
Basically. You utter a word of power that can compel one creature you can see within range to die instantly.
Shit. Uh-huh.
If the creature you choose has 100 hit points or fewer, it dies.
That's all of us!
When I targeted it at Celine Dion.
He has 66 points!
He is dead.
Beryl, you died!
Oh, what?
He killed you.
He just looks at you. Die. And you fall unconscious.
Do you see how wow.
Bitch.
Wow.
You son of a.
So.
Is he coming, Mama? I'm coming.
Is he doing death saving throws now?
He will be.
Death saving throws.
Yep.
I can't talk. Death saving.
Holy shit.
Death saving throws.
He's got a couple more of those too.
What a bitch.
Can we help him?
Yeah.
You're a little farther away right now.
You're the closest thing.
And
to
also,
you.
The fire elemental is right there. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't know any better.
So he's gonna attack my lifeless body, isn't
he's
he, you
gonna
fucker?
Try. He rolled a 5, though.
That's fine.
Actually, he gets advantage because you're prone.
Hey.
Nope, he gets a 2. So
great.
He rolled a 5, and
perfect.
It's just not gonna work. Alright. So we are now up to Celine Dion's turn. You need to make a death save.
What do I roll?
Do it D20. For Celine.
20.
Do it for Titanic. Do it for Leo.
Oh my god, Leo. Come on, Leo. Help me.
Oh no. What is it?
Four?
What is it?
It's a 4. It's a fail. Leo did not help
one
you.
Death.
You mean some people gonna die? Yep.
Are you keeping track of this or do you want me to keep track?
I can keep track.
Because I can make an X.
No.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Yeah, do that. Alright, so one failed death save. We are now up to a Sarak's turn.
Get
the phylactery! I mean, I'm dying.
He is going to. Let's see. Yes.
Chat time!
Yes.
What?
Bolsono's correct. He says, did he forget that all his stats got double?
You did.
When I became a lava bender. My stats doubled, DM.
Which means?
I'm probably not dead.
Why not?
Oh, fine. Yeah, no, I guess it's still insta-death.
Your stats?
Never mind.
It's not hit points, right?
Never mind.
No. Stats is not hit points?
Stats is not hit points.
Yeah.
Stats is like straight dexterity.
Rise.
No.
Ooh. Woo.
Rise up, bitch. DM powers.
Rise.
You ready?
Rise. All right, so Beryl does a kick flip from his prone position. Hoot ha!
He's awake.
Okay. And then he unzips. Sorry,
whoa.
Sorry, everybody.
Whoa.
And he
whoa.
Shut up, I have time here. And I piss on the lava monster until it solidifies into stone. And then I shoulder him back into the lava where he came from, but he's not coming back. He's super dead. And then I flap my wings.
Okay.
Flap, 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 and I go over to the guy, the bad guy, the witch douche, and I take my crossbow. Because I have that second shot left, and
yeah.
I aim it directly at the phylactery, and I do not miss. I do not miss. I hit it directly on the phylactery,
right.
And it does double damage.
Shit. 15 plus 13. Help me.
28.
28.
Yeah.
I win. I said it faster.
And 24? Yeah. So add those together.
What were we at? 25?
24? 40? 47!
52 times 2. 104. And then as my crossbow falls apart, I lick up all the sugary goodness that was on it because it was glazed.
Okay, you do such.
I join in.
Yeah, have some. It's so good.
I take my finger and I just sit there and I'm like, ugh, gross.
But it's
sugar. Better.
All right.
Sugar, gross.
Do I have time left?
You do not.
No.
No. All right.
But you're alive.
I'm alive.
Yeah, you're alive. You killed
I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm so alive. Oh, no. Nobody?
No.
It's a good musical. It's a good musical.
Okay. So it is now.
Next to normal.
Since that was.
Wait. Oh, what's that? The bad guy's dead?
Yeah.
Darn.
So it's now. Yeah. The bad guy was going to go. Now it's actually Beryl's turn.
Oh. That's your turn.
I got him?
Yeah.
No.
The rock monster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a lot bigger deal about it.
What's happening? Please describe.
Nothing.
It's perfect. It's just so beautiful.
No, look it up. Chuck is dying of coughing.
You okay, buddy?
No.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So... I take.
You're a porg.
You're an adorable porg.
Go like this. Plop, plop,
plop, plop, plop. You're in the porg. You're the porg's mouth hole.
Oh, so is it.
Are you mocking me?
Yes.
It's my turn.
It's your turn.
Okay, so I'm trying to remember what I have left. Oh, I Eldritch Blast his phalactery.
Hey.
Okay. Whoa. Whoa. Bring me air. What is your wop? What is your wop?
It hits, right?
Huh?
Does it just hit?
Your Eldritch Blast does not just hit.
No, I have to.
You have to roll 2d20s for each blast.
It's plus 6 to hit, though.
So a 9 and a 9. No, and a 16.
So 9 15 and, 16. And a 21.
So the 21 will hit.
Okay.
No, and then it's, I already added for you.
Oh, fuck, then never mind.
Oh.
9 and 16.
So neither will hit.
A wubba wubba boof.
All right. So just being in the presence of a Sarawak, you just don't feel like you have enough energy to attack him.
Guys, we should just kick him into the lava. Guys, you still have your kick shoes. Your shoes kick. Yeah.
A Sarawak is now going to go. And he's going to look over to... Grow.
Grow, it's your turn to be injured.
No. I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Uh-oh.
And I doubt you're going to beat it, but...
It's a 9. Okay. Plus a 7. 16.
Cool.
16.
16 is not enough.
There you
go. Oh. Oh. You forgot about my double stats, Ryan. Again.
That's you to
you
remember.
Have to remember.
You have to remember.
Remember my double stats, Tim.
No! Have you seen my paper?
You can't triple stack a double stack. No.
Stacking stats.
Fine.
You remember your stone stats.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that... Okay. Okay. The modifier?
So, this is the Finger of Death.
Whoa, TMI!
Hot date!
TMI, guys!
He turns to you and points and sends negative energy towards you.
What a shocker.
Yeah, he asks you to bend over.
You hear the rubber gloves snap?
So, you immediately start feeling coursing.
How many dice was that?
7.
No! Grow no like!
Oh no.
Do you immediately get anxiety and depression and just start feeling really bad about yourself?
Searing pain just starts coursing through your body as you take 48 necrotic damage.
What?
48!
But I take... Is that half of what I took?
You didn't save.
You take full damage. Is Grow dead? No, Grow's raging.
Grow's raging.
Yeah. Grow's raging, so I only take 24 points damage.
Oh, snap!
Oh, snap!
Oh, snap! Oh, snap!
All right. So it is now back up to Squam's turn.
Oh,
do you want to do, Squam?
Squam would like to yell over at Celine Dion and be like, hey, Celine Dion.
Hey, girl!
You can control lava.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that, please.
I remember.
Good. I would
on
like
my
to
next
do that.
Turn.
That's your bonus action.
That's a bonus action. I would also like to... I feel like I need to get, like, creative because nothing we're doing...
Yeah.
You have spells.
Squam, my spells suck. They're terrible spells, Ryan.
We're all punching people.
God, I can Eldritch Blast. I can Vicious Mockery. I'm going to Vicious Mockery.
You can, yes.
Vicious Mockery.
Remember, I also have a house rule that I use with Adam Cavalli. If you make a funny joke,
I will double the damage. But it doesn't do that much. It does, like, 2d4s.
Chat time.
That's boring.
Silly Sonny says, I thought that we were going to finish last week.
Yeah,
yep,
we did too.
So did we.
Somebody takes his sweet ass time.
Wow.
Kill me once, shame on you.
Yeah, because my vision is
I'm trying to keep you dead, that's the problem.
It just says 2d4 damage. That's not enough.
All right, even at higher levels, it doesn't do more?
I don't know how to do that on my iPad thing.
You know that time that wasn't your turn? Ow! That's when you could have picked a spell.
At higher levels, at fifth level, it does 2d4.
Whoa! I'm out of here, chunk. Yeah, that's level. Right.
I'm level 9.
Us greens gotta stick together.
I would say you could do it at 3d4 damage.
3d4s? I'm still not gonna use it. That's boring.
My favorite vest.
Yeah, well,
dragon blade.
Your only vest.
Into the eyeball, twist it, on fire.
Whoa.
Hopefully. Let's pray.
I forgot I have spells.
14 plus
you're useless.
8.
Yep.
Okay, that'll hit.
Cool. I lost it. 1d10. 4 plus 5 is 9.
9 damage.
9 damage!
Yeah!
How many points does he have left?
All I will tell you is that he's not looking as great as he was when he started.
That's less than half.
Oh!
So cute.
Alright, grow.
What's going on?
Grow, it's your turn!
I wasn't listening.
It's your turn.
Well, okay.
Do things. Kill, kill.
It's just the bad guy
murder,
now.
Murder, kill. We've murdered everything. Okay,
actually, no, you haven't. There's still one
in
right
here.
Oh, it's behind
the
big
is there something else to kill?
There's a Sarac and there's one zombie that's hanging out by Jordy.
But he's, like, so far away.
I like to think the zombie's just chilling on the side, like, kicking its little feet, because it's not doing anything.
Whatever. Isn't it? Great axe him and his philanthropics.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, I should also have mentioned, while you guys are up here, there's little little jars all along the back wall.
What? Where did those appear from? Because they weren't there.
We never looked for them.
They have always been there. But you are now there, and it's now information to know.
Jars.
Can I...
Smash jars!
No.
Can I...
I'm just set dressing.
Oh. Are there sconces?
Are they glowing or anything?
Are they
just jars? The room is lit.
It's lit.
Are they lit by the jars?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Is there stuff inside the jars?
You don't know.
You can investigation check.
Yeah, I'm an investigation check.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, we're gonna die and you're looking in the jars.
All right, well, okay, he's gonna get an opportunity attack as you leave to go
because I get, right? No? Yes?
No, I get an opportunity attack against you if you try and leave.
No.
Yeah.
Do it.
It would only be a melee attack, but he might not. I mean, he might not hit.
All right, I still want to check out the jars because I think the jars look like they might be food, and Grow like food.
Grow does like.
Grow do like food.
Food good.
Food good.
Good for good.
Good
food.
Okay.
Good food.
He rolled 22 to hit you.
What do you want? What?
So I think that hits.
Yes.
And then he does 7 bludgeoning damage.
That's fine.
As
That's
well
fine.
As. So you take 7 bludgeoning damage as well as 4 necrotic damage from his staff as he knocks into you.
Cool. So I do half of 11. So
round down.
Round 5.
Yeah, well, I will do something.
Okay, so I now can investigate the jars, right?
Sure. So you can roll an investigation check.
It's my fuzzy.
Investigation check. It is a 13 plus 1.
Hey.
13 plus 1? Okay. Yeah, so you go in and you open it.
11 to investigation.
So you take one of the jars. It's about 5 inches tall.
Okay.
Little ceramic lids and everything. You pick one up and you...
Very IKEA.
Okay. You pop open the top and you hear a moan escape from the jar, and then it just, like a little ball of light leaves.
Oh, it's a soul.
A soul.
Floated
through my chest.
We're sad now. It's okay. It's going to join Mufasa in the sky.
A yell?
And Draco.
Good job.
And Dragon.
Okay, I guess I'm just holding their OMG jar now.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so the zombie next to Jordy is going to attack him.
What?
It's just kicking its feet. Just sitting on the edge.
That's what you said.
Yeah, because it's cute like that.
And I did not hit you.
Good.
But Sarak is going to try and hit you with his legendary action. He's going to cast Blight on you.
Blight?
Blight.
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 Be light. Be light. Delight.
I need Jordy to make a constitution saving throw.
13 plus anything?
No, minus 13. 2.
Minus 2?
11.
Okay.
11!
11.
11. Where's
11.
11.
11.
Okay, you
gotta say it with a Scottish accent.
11. 11. We say it 11. With Stranger Things accent. 11. 11.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14.
15. Oh, who was that guy who died in Stranger Things? That was so sad. That was like for real?
Spoilers.
Nobody died. I thought you meant like a real human in life. Like somebody from the show died, and I was going to be really sad. No. That would be sad. That would also be a spoiler.
You take 20 points of necrotic damage as your skin starts to peel and bubble.
That all you got? That all you got?
Hashtag meatbags. Another portal opens behind the building to stampede 100 Gungans storm out. The klutzy Gungans smash all the jars, trample the building for 1d100 damage, and all fall into the lava.
Wow! That's a percentage and a d10, right?
Yeah, the 2d10s.
2d10s.
Don't we roll
just 2d10s?
Yeah, that's another bard song in chaos.
Hey, chaos. Guys, do you want me to roll the 2d10s, or do you want... Or do you want Ryan to roll?
You roll.
You roll.
You roll.
Me.
You
roll. That's
a good side table.
I'm gonna roll.
Yeah. I'm gonna win.
Yahoo!
I got 2 zeros and a 5.
That's what I mean.
5.
Look at all them.
Right?
Wait, not there though.
Because I did my percent die.
A little late.
But isn't the 2 zeros supposed to be 100?
The 2 zeros is supposed to be 100.
Yeah, the 2 zeros are 100.
So it's 105.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll just round it to 100.
D100s are weird.
Yeah, they're pretty weird.
Yeah.
We'll just round it to 100.
Your face is weird.
Wait, did you roll 50 on the D100?
No, 2 zeros.
Uh-oh.
2 zeros.
2 zeros and then
a
D10 for the single number.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how these work.
No, actually it's a 5.
I don't know how these work.
Because it's these two are the first initial, like the first digits of the $100 the 100 number, and then the last one.
So it's 5.
It's 5.
Yeah.
So 5 damage.
Not 105.
No.
I liked that better though.
I know, but you can't roll 105 on a.
Here, I'll just roll duty hats.
Technical bullshit.
Why?
They're 30.
Okay.
We'll do 30.
Sure.
Because we can't agree on how this percentage die works.
Okay.
So we're going to do 30.
Just re-roll really until we get numbers we like. I like this game again.
But yeah. No, you Let's rolled it correctly. It was 5.
It's 5.
Yeah. So.
That's not how I play.
The chat seems to be split on this too.
Yeah, yeah. See? That's why I just rolled 2d10s and said 30.
All right, fine.
At the end of the day, whatever you say, Ryan goes. You're the GM.
That's true.
Matt,
it takes
5
damage.
I don't want to have to hurt you, Matt.
Oh, Matt, you're going to pay for your own tacos now.
I think
now.
The number's right.
Oh.
Yes, yeah. That's a better answer.
Oh, God. Oh God.
It's wrong, Matt. It's wrong. It's 5. It takes 5 damage.
Yeah, 30.
We talked about this.
All right. Cool.
All right.
Okay. So, a portal opens up behind a Sarac, and 100 zombies,
Gungans. I mean, just, the five makes sense because they're Gungans and they don't do shit.
So they're just like all kind of bumbling and start falling into the lava pit down below. And you just like
Beryl's heart is lifted watching their bodies burn.
You just see melted corpses start sticking together in the lava.
Wasted food!
It's like waste food!
Actually, it smells great to you.
Yeah,
just like,
it smells good.
I shed a tear.
Yep. A hundred Gungan's voices cry out in terror, and all of a sudden silence.
Like, that was close. Misa dead! Misa dying! So
okay.
Sad.
Oh, song time.
Song time.
Here we go!
You can sing too if you would like to.
Yeah, okay, yeah, start us off.
Wait,
start us
I already
off.
Sang.
Sing again.
Sing again.
Mm-hmm. We also sang.
Mm-hmm. You can do it. Mm-hmm.
You can do
somewhere
it.
Over the
delicious
land.
Delicious land. Good job.
Bye. Something is really delicious. Sometimes we like to eat legs. Is bad. Hundreds of Gungans will spill out and die.
That's fucked up.
As their bodies fall into the lava, the smells are delicious. That's where you'll find me. Whatever.
I wish it had been Cucumber, what? The one that fell into the lava.
Have you ever heard a song in your life?
I don't care what you think. Cucumber, I will sing the song like I want to with you. I'm gonna kill you when you're asleep.
Damn! Y'all heard that, right?
What?
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 No,
it's
gonna kill me
asleep. It's a song lyric. He's just singing
the
song.
Yeah, it's like a song.
It's just in the lyrics. Yeah, that's all I heard.
I need a white form.
He doesn't sleep.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those books were fucked up. I forgot all about that.
That's what Dorothy said.
Obviously, the wicked
right
witch of
the
east
the,
or west, or which
the,
one did whatever one died,
the flowers,
was sleeping
they,
in the
they
flowers,
actually went
and
to sleep,
she
so it's,
died in her sleep. House on her. Explained. That was
right.
A really morbid song.
Yeah.
So
bro, this card is for you.
Bye-bye,
increase one of your ability scores by two.
Hey, that was
nice.
That's
not too bad.
Oh, how
whichever
wonderful.
One's terrible. Yeah, you get minus ones to something, right?
I mean, I already have minus one charisma.
So you could have a plus one.
Or you could have more to strength or more to dexterities.
Mm. Mm.
Just saying, you don't use your charisma.
That's true.
Except when you can try and charm the pants off of him, but that
didn't
work. So.
That
didn't
work. I'll do it on my constitution.
Okay.
So plus two, so now it's plus nine.
Cool.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Grow very charming, though.
Grow has very
it's
strong.
True. It's true.
Strong.
Very charisma. Charisma.
Charisma.
Charisma. Charisma. Charisma. Charisma. I'm on Jabai. 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 I'm on Jabai.
Go scared.
I think that was from Temple of Time.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I totally screwed up my throat trying to do the drill voice.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't fuck around in other people's gardens.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, good.
Fight words.
Okay. So.
Aw, buddy. You need to drink some water. Go drink some water.
It is now Jordy's turn.
Jordy.
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 Wait, there's still a zombie?
There's
yes,
a zombie next
you.
To you.
Can
he
I
tried
just,
to hit you and he didn't.
Can I just go? Might push him into the lava?
Okay, strength check.
Might.
18.
Plus two.
20.
Right.
Yeah, you definitely do. So, okay, so you just kind of shove him off the edge.
Bye,
let's
Lobo.
See if he can save.
Yahoo-wee.
Nope, that was a one.
Yahoo!
All right,
Yahoo!
So Justin Acerarak now. Yes.
You guys, we need to kill this guy.
Jack Kerouac.
I really don't want to do another whole episode of this.
Come on.
Guys, they just kept me here the whole week.
I have a plan.
They just didn't let me leave.
And we just chained her next to Joe.
I have a friend.
Joe has bad breath, guys.
I'm right here.
Those are so mouthy.
That doesn't negate it.
You're mean.
All right, Celine Dion. What are you going to do?
Shake, apparently.
Shake, Sonora.
Shake
your body,
right.
Shake.
What are you
going to
do?
Who?
It's your turn.
You're Celine Dion. Oh, I forgot my name is Celine Dion. All right.
Celine Dion.
I am going to cast Polymorph on this guy. I got it when I leveled up, and I forgot I had it.
All right.
And I have double stats, so it's probably going to hit.
Okay. I have to make a save.
You sure shit do.
Damn, son!
I must make wisdom saving throw. What is your will, your save?
My save?
Your save. I have to beat yours.
You mean, it's a 14.
14?
Isn't it doubled? Isn't it 28?
So yeah, then 28.
28?
Good luck.
16.
Don't wish him luck. Do I get to choose its form when he turns into a thing?
You basically do, yes.
Hell yeah.
Just
basically. So I rolled a 22.
That's a nope.
So that's a no. So you turn him into...
what? A gerbil.
A gerbil?
An adorable little gerbil.
Where are you going to put him?
Conditioned immunities.
He's reading rules again.
Move the game.
No, more.
I'm pretty sure I just did this, DM. I'm pretty sure he's a fucking gerbil. You can make him an undead gerbil. That's fine. I have plans for him.
Okay, you're gonna hate me.
Good. I already do.
Yeah,
it's true. He gets 3 of these a day. He has legendary resistance. If a Cerberus fails a saving throw, he can choose to succeed.
That's
rude.
So he does. You start casting the spell, and you just like.
Nope.
No.
Can I try something else?
No.
No, that was your spell.
Yeah. I know. I was just digging because I can't control magma, but I thought it'd be funny to turn him into a gerbil and kick him into the fucking lava.
It would have been funny, but then he would have immediately turned back into a Sararak and then
in the lava.
Yeah. He would have taken some damage.
In it.
You all could right. Bring the lava to him.
Yeah, I could just hold him under. Yep. Drown him in lava.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right.
Whatever. But you didn't.
I'm still going to do that.
So?
Kick him in the lava and I'll drown.
It's that guy's turn now.
It is a Sararak's turn, yes.
Chat time. Corby Carson wonders if Chunky Cucumber have girlfriends in real life.
Oh.
I don't have a girlfriend because I like to stay single so that all the ladies can love me equally.
I don't because people don't like me.
That's mm-hmm. That's accurate.
Mm-hmm. I try to be nice, though.
And he smells.
What?
DM?
You wear the same clothes all the time.
DM.
I wash them. You just see me naked in a lot of laundromats.
Gross. You're a frog.
How do you spell that? Disintegrate.
People so touchy.
Ryan is being exclusive.
What's happening? That makes me happy.
Oh, please.
After pushing the zombie into the lava, Steven, the zombie pirate, appears.
Yeah!
He exclaims, How dare you make me walk the plank? I'll run yard through, but it just comes out as gas.
Okay.
Another zombie.
What happened to all our friends? Are they still here?
They attacked once.
They only had one action.
I'm
assuming they went back.
They were like
portal.
A Final Fantasy attack. They just showed up and then failed.
What about Matt the Cat?
Matt the Cat's still here.
He's still there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's
in a tiger. We got doggy still.
He's kind of like,
no idea.
And Lucas the exploding spider.
I know. We have Matt, we have Michael, we have our birthday zombie, we have Lucas the corgi spider, we have some cats.
Oh, and we have a giant three-headed dog.
Yeah, but we have no milk.
He's still a giant dog. You probably do something.
Maybe.
I need you, let's see.
I wonder if I can use him as my bonus.
Barrel. I need you, Celine Dion, to make a dexterity saving throw.
Uh-oh. Why?
Because he's going to die.
18.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Plus anything?
18 for a dexterity save.
Dex. I think it was 4 now because all my stats doubled and I had a boost last time. So I went from 2 to now 4.
Making 22? Up numbers, yeah.
I'm not making them up. I'm remembering. 22.
22?
I to I.
Okay, he still fails.
Damn.
Wow. Am I dead again?
Yeah. So this is on a failed save, the target takes 10d6 plus 40 force damage.
Are you going to roll that?
Yes.
10d6 plus 40? Why is it so much?
So that is 52.
Plus 40?
No, 52 total.
Total. Yes. Okay. He's not dead.
Oh, you're so stupid.
So, yeah, okay.
He has 14 points.
He has 14 points.
You're not dead.
Oh, I'm not dead.
But you almost got disintegrated.
Yeah, you have 14 hit points.
Oh, my disintegration.
I can't do a very good Marvin.
That sounded more like a fake comment.
That sounded like a fake comment.
I know.
That's what I just said.
Whoa.
Get out of my head.
Get out of my head.
Okay, so it is now Squam's turn.
Okay.
Wait. Chicken, what happened to the magic jar from episode 4 that kept being used for mayo?
Yeah. It can make whatever you want.
Then, no, because then we had a DM power where one of the viewers made everyone go back in time, and you guys never even met her.
Yeah.
And that never even existed.
That is true.
So that doesn't exist in the campaign anymore.
Okay. I would like. This might be a bad choice. But I would like to use my silver surfboard.
Okay.
To go over to that platform that's over there on the left. My left. No, yes, that's one.
Is it hope?
Hashtag cucumber. Mm-hmm. Remember you can control lava and LeBlancans broke all the jars.
Oh, did they break all the jars?
They did.
They did. All the jars there or all the jars
all the jars, here. This is where they came through. There's still...
Jars by me?
Wow.
Hashtag cucumber.
Dose me new toes.
You're right.
Okay. You guys mind if I take this?
Go
all the way.
It is 11:26.
I'm doing it.
Take it all the way. All
right. So
feel free to use my dog.
I fly right up to him. What's his name again?
Sarah.
Sarah. So I fly right up to him, and I say my little polymorph spell again. I'm like, you a fucking gerbil. He holds up his hand like 2 more times. He's like, no, and I smack it. And he holds it again. He's like, no, and I smack it down. And then I turn him into a gerbil. And then I pick him up, and I real gently, like, I fly down to the lava about halfway. And then I drop him, but like I blow some air up with my wings so he's kind of like floating there. And then I use my lava powers, and I'm like, whoa. And two big tendrils of lava come up, and they start to kind of like encircle and dance around him, and they start smacking him around like pop, pop, pop. My little gerbil's like going back. It's like a game of Pong with a stupid little gerbil in it. And it's like, tss, 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 tss. And you just hear its little screams like, and then the tendrils wrap around it, and they start pulling him down, down, down into the lava, and I start folding the lava down on top of him and pushing him all the way down. And then you hear the scream still bubbling up. No.
Why is it alive?
Well, because it's, he said it would turn back. So now it turns back and it sounds like a Sidorak. He's like, oh, my boy, I'm so mad. Boo, you get my baby. Boo. And he's like, I'm keep folding the lava down. And then we all use our wings and wind powers to start to solidify the lava. And it starts to turn to stone.
We just cool it
down with our cool wind powers. Yeah.
I'm fanning it with my I'm just waiting.
And then we see, like, it's like the end of a Zelda level, so like a heart piece shows up. And we all gain like 1/4 heart. And then another chest shows up. Oh, no, no, no. And we open it, and each of us gets like a brand new magical weapon of our choice. To help us in our festivities. And then, like, how much time do I have?
You have a little bit. Is he dead or not?
Huh?
Is he dead?
Oh, he's super dead.
Okay.
Super dead.
Oh, why'd you let him do that? You could have said he wasn't dead.
Oh, he did.
I just wanted to make sure that was what you were doing.
Are you eating into my time, DM?
No, you're done.
Use a bitch.
I even
did
twice.
You did. I heard him flip it.
Yeah, I watched it happen.
I saw him flip it too. It's fair.
Flippity flip.
Okay. It's legit.
Flat.
Okay. So.
My chair speaks.
We did it.
Yes.
We did it.
We did it.
You. What pisses me off more is that he actually. You could have done it, like, the true way and killed him. Mm-hmm. Because he only had 36 hit points left.
We didn't know.
You wouldn't tell us.
Because it's not part of my job.
Not my job. That sounds like management material to me.
Does sound like management material.
Anyway. So, yes. You just start pouring lava all over the top of him. And you just, like, you start seeing some of his bones start to eat away. And
it's like a Terminator.
You see at the very end, like, you just see the skull of a Sererac looking up at you.
Your children will pay for this.
I shoved my boot in his mouth.
Oh, I was gonna shoot an arrow at him.
That's fine, do that.
I would like to just take my crossbow and go.
Alright. So it kind of like splatters like the skull and shatters into several pieces, and they start liquefying into the lava. You see then a bright flash of light erupt from the room, and this column of light just shoots up into the sky, and then everything goes dark.
I fight for the users.
As you look around now, the lava begins to glow again and emanate and light the room.
What?
And you just see that it seems peaceful now.
It's peaceful. Are all the jars broken? Can I go run around and break all the jars?
Sure, you go around, you go...
Guys, help me break the jars! Yeah.
Break the jars!
Break all the jars!
Little all the balls souls. Of light leave from all the jars.
I go, you're free! Okay. You're welcome!
Yay!
Yeah. Say hi to my mama for me.
These souls are adorable!
Alright, so you have defeated a Sererac.
Yeah. Is that zombie still chilling?
Yeah.
Zombie. Let's go kill that zombie.
Can I walk him out? Push him into the lava?
Yeah, make a dexterity check.
17.
Yeah, that's good.
20.
Whatever.
That's 20.
Yeah. My magical weapon that Cucumber gave me is one of those little party things that go poof, and then put confetti and stuff. But it's like it reloads itself every single time.
Nice.
But it's like big, so it's like
those massive party poppers.
It's not like the big ones.
Like one of those air zookas.
Yeah.
With a trigger.
Yeah.
It's confetti. Like, it's like confetti. A t-shirt cannon.
Yeah, but it's confetti and fireworks. And lots of glitter.
So I do have a question to pose to you.
What?
How do you get out?
The way we came.
If you try to go back up the stairs, that door is now locked.
My magic weapon is I turn one of my three legs into glowing leg that will light the way. And it now floats, so I'm floating with my leg. And I'm like, guys, jump on! So then everybody jumps on. And
so
then
and you start floating towards the gate.
Ooh. There's a gate.
And I'm like, Leg, don't fail me! Leg always good!
Yes.
Alright. So you all float through the gateway and emerge into another room.
Yeah, another room.
Just when you thought you were out.
That was the actual big
Join us next
guy.
Week for the actual
No, this is the half an hour of resolve.
Okay. Oh, by the way, my magical item is Link's Master Sword, so whenever I'm at full health, I can slash it and does like a little and does a little circle of damage attack thing.
I will tell you.
Not that I'll ever get to use it, because this character is going to be gone.
You could use it. All right.
So you you make your way in, and you are now in a... You step out of the mist into an underground chapel with black basalt pillars.
Ooh.
Basalt.
Before you, you see a polished obsidian altar. Also, you notice that Matt the Cat hasn't actually been fighting with you guys for a little bit of time.
No, he's been showing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't come with you through the portal.
Aww.
Bye, Matt.
All right. Resting on an altar made of obsidian,
is not
you see a leather bag the size and shape of a cat.
Ah, that's horrible. Is he dead?
Appears to have been sewn shut, you'd think possibly by those hags.
Bitches.
Beyond the altar is a heavy black drape hanging from the archway. As well, along the walls, you see on each side four emaciated, green-skinned creatures. Yeah. Huh?
Emaciated. Emancipated. Well, I guess now they are. We killed their master.
Emaciated. So emaciated. Each with a glowing eye. As they see you, they gibber and drool at you. And they begin shaking their manacles, seeming to request.
Do they want to eat us, or do they want us to free them?
Insight check.
Thank you. All right, come back here. 8. Plus, hold on. Plus 5.
13.
13?
Okay, you get the idea that these beings, these creatures, were held against their will, and they just want nothing but to get out.
Oh, right. They're like the pod people.
Mm-hmm. Aw, so pod people are cute.
Whoever wants to do so, you can do a nature check to see if you know what these are.
Me!
Okay.
7.
7?
Plus anything?
7
plus 1.
Plus 1?
8.
You may have heard of a word that might be called a nothic.
What?
I'm going to do a nature check.
A knock?
A what?
I got a 5 plus 7. I got 12.
Knocked.
Here, can I do a nature check too?
Sure.
Okay. Anybody can do a nature check.
Nope.
4 plus 5, 9. We all rolled really shitty.
Terrible.
Did I roll 2?
Terrible.
Knock. You got a 6.
Wait. Nature. I got a plus 4. 10.
10. I got a 12.
All right. So
you got 13.
You are pretty sure that these are all very ill-looking nothics.
Nothic. Thank you.
Nothic.
Aw. Do we have any snoots bacon? Can we make
we
them
We do have
better?
Snoots bacon.
Yeah, give them.
That's cool. How many of snoots bacon?
8.
I have 8 snoots bacons.
There you go.
We feed them each a snoots bacon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They regain their health.
You hear inside your head, since these actually have no vocal cords, they are telepathic.
Right. Like the silence.
Yes. You hear,
like,
thank you.
Welcome. Be free.
Is he gone?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We killed him in the lava.
I turned him into a gerbil. Long story.
Fantastic.
Well, take care of yourselves.
You guys sound a little scary. Are you guys good guys or bad?
You have set us free.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing, right? What do you do when you're free?
We will go back to our realm.
Oh, that sounds good. That's good. That's good.
Well, give our best to your friends, okay?
What's in the bag?
He's a sacrifice.
Aw, so sad.
In the bag? Or he was the sacrifice?
He was going to be.
Can he be alive? Is he alive?
You go to check?
Yes.
All right. Roll investigation.
I got a 4.
Plus 11.
15.
All right. So you just rip open the seams, and tumbling out, very panicked, very surprised, Matt the cat.
I know you're sentient, but...
okay, that's thanks a lot. It was... I appreciate it.
They were gonna kill you!
I know!
You son of a bitch!
Are you sons of bitches?
Did you happen to grab a black pearl while you were in there at all?
Probably. Did I? Ryan? Did we?
What? Yes!
A black pearl?
I didn't
yes!
I saw one.
Yeah, goes right back to eating.
Sure
and
thing, Matt.
You got it, man.
I got it.
Heads and tails.
Tails.
Okay.
Told ya. Yeah.
So,
I'm pretty sure I did.
You find in your pockets.
I had a fireball necklace.
Yes, you did. And I was so hoping you were going to use that.
Nah. Cause... You know if I write it down, I'm not going to use it.
It's true. Yeah. It was cursed.
It was, but I didn't use it. Ha ha! To you.
But yes. So you find in each of your pockets a black pearl.
Is it a bug?
What?
Well, that's the damnedest thing.
Look at the little sails.
A small little black pearl. The size that you could put in your fingers.
Oh, too bad. It's big.
Yeah. Little black pearl.
Yes, we have black pearls, Matt the cat.
Yes.
What about them?
That's the way out. There's somewhere around here. There's something. There's some way to transport us back. That's all I heard them talking about before the...
Who's them?
The hags.
Shit, we killed them.
Oh, they're super dead.
Oh, they're dead?
Oh, yeah. We're not little buddies! Don't I still have my buddy?
You do, actually, the little straw...
Oh, yeah, little stuffed guys.
No, mine is clay. On the shoulder.
Yours is clay face, so it doesn't actually talk to you.
I go, little buddy, do you know about this?
I ask mine, hey, what's up with this? I have the straw guy.
Oh, that's the, that'll let you out.
How?
You have to throw it into the pool.
Of lava?
No.
Which pool?
Which pool?
It's somewhere down the hall. I've heard him talk about it when he needs to leave.
It's down the hall?
The ebony pool.
The ebony pool.
That's probably a very deep, inky pool.
We go there.
Yeah.
We walk there.
Show us the way, little
Does
guys.
Does Gro's leg lead us there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's supposed to.
Come on, guys.
So it starts dragging you towards that direction.
I latch onto the leg.
My cat is also coming.
Okay.
So is my puppy.
As you start walking, you start heading past the altar.
Yeah.
And you see your leg starts shoving its way through the black curtain that is of the hallway here.
Yeah. Yes.
And as the curtain falls down, you see an etching above that says, "Behold the fate of those who defy me." And your legs continues to take you farther.
I don't think this is a good way out. Drop the leg.
Anyone can. Whoever's. Let's see. Gro is going first, so I need you to make.
Oh no!
I need you to make a perception check.
Nah, I said the name of the check.
9 + 4,
13.
13?
13.
All right. So as you're going through. You see nothing that could necessarily cause you any distress, but as you make your way through, immediately a flash of light occurs, and you notice on the ground a sigil has erupted, causing some arcane magic to go off.
Oh, no, like magic!
Maybe it's okay. Maybe it's fine.
I need you to make each creature in the area. So everyone. What? Make a dexterity saving throw.
Mm-hmm.
5. 5. 13.
I also need to make ones for
18
the creatures.
18 + 2. 20. What are we doing? 17. Dexterity?
Yes.
+6. I got 11.
11?
Mm-hmm. What'd you get?
4.
4.
I got a 17.
17.
20.
11.
20.
I got a 17.
Well,
uh-oh.
All of you are taking 22 points of damage.
Barrel's dead.
No, I thought we all healed back up at some point. Did we not?
No.
Fuck.
All right. And, okay.
What is it, 20?
22.
Am I still raging? I don't even know if I'm raging anymore. Has it been 4 hours?
You ended
hours?
Battle.
Okay.
So yes, you would have stopped raging.
Oh, yeah.
You're 21.
21?
That's 22 points of thunder damage.
I'm at 53.
You've been...
All right, and also you see the little Joho, stuffed monkey on a unicycle, just gets ripped apart.
Oh,
but you also
then
see a little ball of light emanate from the wreckage and just drift off.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, no.
Can I go shove a sandwich down Beryl's throat?
Okay.
A healing sandwich?
Sure.
It doesn't do damage to him. It heals him, right?
Yes, I understand.
I'm also ready for the sandwich.
Sandwich.
And he begins to choke and die.
Delicious.
Okay, so he's back up.
Yeah.
All
we
right.
We have 6 sandwiches now.
You see before you in this hallway, there is a purple trail, a red trail, and a black trail. They're kind of just like painted with. Different, like,
which way does your leg want to go?
I would assume towards the black trail because it's a...
Because of black pearls?
Which way does Rose's leg kind of direct them to go, or is it no longer working?
It's no longer working.
Whoa!
As soon as it took damage from the glyph, it just kind of,
died.
Like, what if we, like, I take the leg, I start, like, shaking it, like...
Is it broken?
Turn it on and off again.
Try unplugging it.
I need a sandwich, too.
There you go.
Do you want a sandwich?
Yeah.
Full health.
Just in case.
Okay.
Black.
Yeah, let's go for black.
Because
we have black pearls.
Yeah, so we don't have to come back.
Okay. So you make your way down the hall. Is anyone doing any other checks?
Check for traps!
Okay. Perception checks, please.
All of us?
Two. Two of you.
Oh. 17 and 15.
Ooh. All right. Cool.
Mm-hmm. I got plus four.
I got 16.
I'm actually going to plus eight because I still have double stats.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Plus eight.
Okay. So you start walking down the hallway again, and you notice immediately in front of you is another glyph. And you
For fuck's sake. I just walk through it because I just want to be done.
Okay.
Me too, because I want tacos.
I want tacos, Matt. We're getting tacos, Matt.
Okay. I want tacos.
Everyone make a dexterity save. Because there was a way around it, but you just don't want to.
No.
20! Awesome, you say.
13, 3, 2.
Okay.
I'm not even going to tell you my modifier because I don't
crit,
make it.
Crit.
So right? Everyone, again, you take...
How much do we have to make?
Huh? It's a 24 DC. Yeah.
None of those are going to work.
What happens?
You all take 18 points of thunder damage from this glyph. Except for you. Strong. You're safe.
Whatever.
You rolled natural 20, and then also your modifier.
Oh, God.
So you're just munching on the leg at the back, and then you just see another explosion as these two idiots walk through the another glyph.
Ah, sucks to be you.
Wait, did I
really wake you up in the dungeon?
You were following right behind him. All right, so you now are around the corner is the where the black line takes you.
Does it take us to a black pool?
It does.
Hey!
You wander into this little room. It's only 15 by 15, but right in the center is this very small little font.
Is it Comic Sans?
Is it Arial? Is it Papyrus?
Oh, I hate Papyrus.
Papyrus.
Yes, you do.
How bad can you? You do love Papyrus.
He does love Papyrus. Papyrus.
Yes. Anyway, you see a pool of jet black ooze glistening inside a silent chamber. Everything is just serene, and like even the noises you make don't echo in this chamber. The walls are decorated with relief carvings depicting black stars.
Huh. Should we ask the little straw guy?
Hey, little straw guy, you still around here?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, so what do we throw the pearl in there, it opens up a portal, we jump in, is that the dealio?
Yeah, that should do it.
Will it blow up? Because you forgot to tell us about all those other wards and traps, you little bitch.
I didn't know.
Listen, bud, you've been in here a long time.
We're going down, you're going down with us.
That's right.
Okay.
Actually.
These guys are dicks.
Could you release us? We want to go home.
Well, tell you what, if we get out of here safely, I will release you the first chance I get.
How do we release you?
After tacos.
Do we kill you?
Yeah.
Oh, so sad.
We have to kill you?
Can I ask my
We're
little
trapped
clay-
in here.
Can okay. I ask my clay buddy if he wants to be released or if he wants to be my buddy
He's
forever?
Like, he taps on you on your shoulder.
Does he want to be my buddy forever or does he want to go home?
Insight check with a disadvantage because you're trying to read a clay face with no face on it.
I got a 19
and
plus 11.
With disadvantage?
Oh, disadvantage? I got a 1.
Okay.
I got a 19 and a 1.
You are super sure he wants to be your friend for the rest of your life.
Great. I'm gonna be friends.
Oh, no!
Best friends!
Best friends forever.
I go, yeah, you can high five! He's like...
okay.
Yeah, all I know is you throw it in, and you go somewhere.
All right, I do it. I throw my black pearl in.
Oh, I think you're supposed to think of a place.
Oh. Hey, guys, shall we rendezvous at my rendezvous at my castle? I forgot
you had a castle.
Diagonally.
So,
did you say diagonally?
As you throw it in, a monolith appears out of the ooze.
Oh my god!
And
this is such a process.
you feel this compelling need to touch it, and you reach out. You're just absorbed by it, and you immediately disappear.
I hope you like your castle.
I look at mine, and I go, okay, same place.
All right. All right. So there's two of you left.
You guys?
Well,
you don't know where the castle is?
No, what castle is? Girl wants to go back to pasture full of cow. Delicious leg.
Oh, we should have said bye.
Well,
bye, girl!
All right.
Yeah. Is the little straw guy still there?
She's still there, yes.
What? He's with me.
Straw guy with me. Okay, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So you didn't release him?
I was going to release him outside just in case he would get trapped in the stupid tomb.
Okay. I would like to grab my corgi spider under one arm.
Okay.
Grab my dog leash on the other.
And Matt the cat hops up on your other shoulder.
Matt the cat's on my shoulder.
Yeah.
I go, okay. Who's Michael? I have Michael written down. Did Michael die?
I think Michael died.
Michael, rest in peace. Birthday zombie, you can stay here. All my cats.
Oh, God.
They're here. They climb on top of Farty Barty the dog.
Sure.
And then he's okay with it.
Of course.
So I go, okay, are we all here? We good? Okay, and I go, fling my pearl into the thing.
All right. It opens up the monolith again, and you step inside it.
We all go inside.
Yes.
Yeah. Together.
Yes.
As you
all blink into existence, into a very familiar room that you, you look around, and you realize you seem to be in the wizard's tower that you arrived in the first day at Chult.
This isn't your castle.
Well, I tried.
That's true.
You see a grizzled wizard behind his spell books, just studying and studying. He looks up as the flash of light emanates the room as you appear.
I have a really big dog.
Hey, all right, back.
Bitch back.
We're back, bitch.
We did the job.
You send us home.
It's done?
Yes, it's done.
You succeeded?
I got a dog and some cats. Wow. I took my allergy pill.
How can you prove this?
We killed the motherfucker who was doing it and set all the souls free.
You put us in, we made it out. Evidence enough.
That's true.
Are there zombies outside anymore?
I say, hey, Straw Kid, tell them what we did.
It's true.
Yeah.
He's the Sarac is gone.
This a Sarac?
He was.
Yeah, we didn't know what that means. He turned him into a gerbil. Yeah, and then we threw him in a bit of lava. It was great. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm gonna write a song about it.
The king will be quite pleased with this.
King Shming, I want to go home.
Yeah, can we go home now? Grow not in meadow.
Yeah, sorry, this is grow.
Oh, yes, you are not who they started with.
No, we ran through a few of those.
Just kept churning through them.
I grow. Hello.
She helps a lot. Make sure she gets a lot of rewards.
I am the sorcerer Aurelius.
Huh? That's right, you had a name. Aurelius.
Aurelius.
I had it written down for 12
Long
weeks.
Time.
You are where do you want to go back to?
My meadow with cows.
She likes leg.
Like
she
leg. Loves leg. I want to eat legs.
Very well. I will send you back there.
Bazinga. You go.
He starts inscribing a circle on the floor, and a blue ring erupts around you.
I would like to back up, because last time we saw things inscribing the floor.
He gives you a...
Oh, no.
Hashtag zombie ziggurat appears above the wizard.
Zombie ziggurat?
A zombie what?
A zombie ziggurat.
What's a ziggurat?
A ziggurat is a stepped pyramid.
Yeah, it's a stepped pyramid.
Blah.
Well,
it's the shape of the island.
So am I already gone, or am I still in the room?
You're still in the room.
Can I just it was my great axe.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, that was an 8, so 16.
16? Yeah, it'll hit. It's okay. Just a zombie.
Yeah, it's a zombie. It's like
a weird
9.
Pyramid-shaped zombie. Okay,
12 plus a 7.
12 plus 7?
Yeah. 19.
Okay. 19? Yeah. That's enough to kill it straight up.
So I'd like to say, we told you.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
So he says, before I give you this, and he holds up like a little white pearl, I promised your... all of you, a wondrous item.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. But obviously you can take Bartholomew since he's no longer here.
He died.
Yeah, we'll take the spare. Right.
But I named my dog after him.
Oh, yes.
My three-headed dog that I found.
They both fart a lot.
Those are quite rare.
I know. That's why I'm keeping it. Death glare.
All right. My puppy. So he takes you guys into the back room, and you basically have the run of the mill of all of his magical items.
What's the best thing in there?
There's a wand of wonder.
Wonder wand.
There's plus five weapons of every type.
Wonder wand. What? I can't hear you because they're talking.
Plus five weapons of like every type.
Great.
I want some kind of magical crossbow.
Okay. So you get like you pull out a crossbow that has like frost emanating from the front of it.
It's a frostbow.
A frostbow.
Ooh. Frostbow.
Yes. Yes. And it's
it's plus five?
A plus five weapon, and it also will do frost damage as well.
How much frost damage?
1d8 frost damage.
Nah, it's boring.
Okay, fine. 5d8.
There you go. 5d8.
Yes.
Wait, am I still here?
You are.
Okay. Yes. You get a thing too.
But basically, he gave you the pearl to like, as soon
to
as you're
home.
Ready,
yeah,
to go home.
You can just activate it.
Hey.
Yeah.
I would like some sort of magic item that allows me to break the deal with the demon who has my mom's soul.
Oh.
Fancy.
Okay, he gives you a scroll.
Thank you.
Magical scroll.
Yes, and it's you kind of read it, and it's something about like a reversal, like it allows
it's the,
you,
like the fine print.
Yeah, it's the fine print of it. Right. So like basically it nullifies the contract you had before.
Great.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'll take that wand of wonder.
Okay. Wand of wonder.
Wand of wonder.
I just want a never-ending leg.
Mm.
That always full of meat.
Okay.
And always awesome. And probably glowing.
And smoked.
And smoked. And on fire.
So
fun.
He grabs a sack from the shelf. And he shakes it a few times, casts some magic words over it. He says, anytime you're hungry, just pull from this bag.
Sack leg!
Sack leg!
Sack leg!
All right.
Good.
And so then he brings you back to the front room. Now that everything is taken care of, I believe you can all go home. Your binds are no longer to me.
Good.
Yay!
We all get pearls and we all go home.
Yeah. Mm. But on my way out, I punch him once in the face. Never force people to help you, dick.
It wasn't supposed to be you anyway.
I smack him in the shin. Bullshit.
Piece of shit wizard.
As we beat him up for a good 2 minutes.
That's a crap. God damn, what the fuck is wrong with
you? Smell at you.
No, we go.
Huh?
No, we leave.
Oof,
we're not even bloody on the floor.
He's about to
fail.
Cast a spell at you, and then you just jump into the tunnel.
Oh!
Ryan got scared.
I did. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, we finished the game.
So as you're jumping through, he tries to cast a spell, and it just vanishes into the back of his
As I'm disappearing, I'm flipping him off.
Yeah.
Yay! We did it! We did it!
We survived!
No TK.
We did
it. Almost. I really tried.
All right, well, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you guys
so much. Thank you so much for joining us for our campaign. It's finally over. Next week, we're going to start a whole new campaign with whole new characters.
And next week's campaign is going to be written basically by me.
Original story by Ryan.
So we're gonna be doing some new incentives. To keep everything interesting and make some crazy stuff happen for you guys. Oh gosh.
What's happening? You want to finish?
No!
Better be 100 saying nothing
happening. Bags. Cucumber's name returns to Sir Barrow's banner.
Thank you, Phelan.
Cucumber wins this game on D&D. Beating Chunk because reasons.
Reasons?
I say it happens, so it happens. Then I mentioned Cucumber won D&D, and Chunk lost. Cause Cucumber 1 DMD.
Who
wants
to
out
you?
I'm going to find you.
Love you,
and of course, I'm going to kill you in your sleep.
It's dark.
Wow. That wasn't a song this time. He means it.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Congratulations on winning D&D.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Good effort, Chum. Good effort.
Good effort. Yeah.
I am. Guys, thank you so much. Thank you so much for everything, for your all your contributions.
Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter.
Follow these guys on Twitter.
Me too.
I literally all have Angelartastic, Cucumber
Lives.
Chunkerific, E-R-R-I-F-I-C, and Polymorphic Dragon, and Goldie Chan.
Polymorph Dragon.
Polymorph Dragon.
I was close.
Nice. And one more thing, before we go. Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. You remind me of the bay.
What bay?
The bay with the power.
What power?
Power of voodoo.
Voodoo?
Voodoo.
Do
you remind me of a bay.
I told my baby, try hard as little time. What can I do? My baby's love has gone. And my baby knew. Nobody knew. What kind of magic spell to use? Puppy dog tails, thunder or lightning, and baby says,
thank you guys so much, Luke Craig.